much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Starr County Republican Party Executive Committee, good evening. And thank you, not only for your attendance, but for allowing me the opportunity to speak.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Strippers are people, too. Naked people who may be willing to pleasure you for a price you negotiate later behind the curtain at a VIP room. Besides, there's no need to kill them, because most of them are already dead inside.
Would you rather I use the word midget?
Would you rather I punch you in the nuts?
Hey, it's not like I'm using the N-word
or
something.
Shut up! You're both douche nozzles.
Did you hear that? Shut up. You're a douche nozzle.
What? Douche nozzle? What, you getting mad at me? You gonna hit me? You can't hit me. If you hit me, it's a hate crime.
Yeah? Is hating you a hate crime?
And now.
And then funk breaks loose all over the place as the 46th Annual Grammy Awards continues right here on CBS.
Our feature presentation.
Oh, that sounds good.
Could barely hear that one.
I don't understand.
I need to hear funk breaks out all over the place again, though.
That one got knocked out of phase somehow.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening with your equipment. I do know that since you've given a kidney to the engineer, he comes up there pretty much every other day to check stuff out. So if he's not there today,
actually,
tomorrow
no,
he'll be there.
He hasn't been here one time since the shakedown a year and a half ago.
Whoa.
I know, right? All right, let me see. Hold on, let me try this again. Let's see. Let me try it in mono. Better?
Louder, yeah.
Yes.
It's still bad quality.
Still bad.
Yeah. But it is funny to think that we at one point had to look at a script that said, and then funk breaks out all over the place.
Right.
And
exactly.
Then
sell it.
Sell it.
Yeah.
That was a terrible job doing the voiceovers for the Grammys.
I didn't mind it as much as you did, but...
Because you take no pride in your work.
Well, that's true.
Listen to that script.
Oh, I know. It was terrible. It's funny
that's
because...
That's what I'm saying. It was a terrible job, partly because of the terrible things they made us say.
I sort of liked it because you were in the back behind the scenes and you could see kind of everything going on behind the scenes. So I was more fascinated with that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But at one point, Ralph came up to me and he goes, "You hate everyone you're introducing."
Right.
"How can you do that?" I was like, "You know, that's pretty true." For every Foo Fighters, there's 15 of funk breaks out all over the place, and you just right. It sucks.
And people you've never heard of, or people you can't pronounce.
Right.
People you certainly don't want to listen to sing.
Right.
That's for sure. Yeah, that was a bad gig.
It was good times.
And that girl that does it now is really good at it. So it's a way better choice anyway.
Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday, the 22nd of October.
Well, I got a story about a football team that's so bad, Kevin, you're going to think I'm talking about the Arizona Cardinals.
How
no,
dare
I
you.
Didn't. This is from Parker County, Texas. The Aledo Bearcats are very good. They are an undefeated team there playing high school football. And they were recently playing Fort Worth's Western Hills. This was last Friday's game. Final score was 91-0.
Oh, my God.
The reason this particular football game is in the news is because one parent of a child on the losing team has filed an official complaint with the school district of bullying against the coaching staff of the team that beat them.
The coaching staff?
Yes, against the coaching staff, saying they bullied my kid by running up the score 91-0.
Oh, so one of his kids was on the team?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a dick move, don't get me wrong. You can win by 60 and be fine.
Well, it's interesting you should say that because the coach said, "Look, I would never ask our kids not to play hard. I would never tell them to go out and, you know, and not score." But here's what he did do. At halftime, when his team was up by 56,
yes,
he began actively trying to keep the score down. He subbed in backup players. He let the clock run continuously, and he instructed players to make fair catch calls. That's where you telegraph to the other side who's going to catch the ball.
And you catch it, and you can't run.
Right.
Right.
So I would say that the coach was doing his part to keep the score down.
And they still won 91-0?
They still scored another 35 points. That's how bad the other team was.
Oh, yes. Well, that's sad.
If there's one thing we learned, it's that in Texas, high school football is not important.
Yeah, that's right.
The coach said, look, you don't want to embarrass. I've been on the other side of those scores. In 2011, Lake Travis scored 62 points on us. That doesn't feel good. It doesn't make the kids feel good. So the school district says they are following the same procedure it does with all bullying complaints. They are doing an investigation and making sure there's no legitimacy to it.
Ugh.
However, the superintendent says he is confident his coaches acted appropriately. First of all, the parent that filed a bullying complaint against the school because their son's team is bad. Shame on you.
Shame on you indeed.
But, based on what I've just told you about the coach, doesn't it sound like he was going out of his way to not run up the score? It sounds like this could have been 130-0 if he wanted it to be.
It does, but 91, that's not...
I think you need to file a complaint against the other coach.
In another, in a normal game, 49-0 is a demolish.
Yes.
So 90, that... You cannot score 90.
Well, he was at 56 playing regular first half.
If they just laid down, right, and you did things according to the clock, you'd score that, wouldn't you?
But, well, not if he just laid down, no.
he is letting the clock run continuously. He wasn't stopping. He wasn't doing any kind of time management.
91, though, Bean.
I know.
Hey, you're talking to a guy who was the point guard for a basketball team that lost 135-31. We lost by 104 points.
Oh, my God.
But that was to a team that full court pressed the entire game. And you go, come on.
Yeah.
You're up by 90 points. Really? You have to steal
was
it
your
from
team,
me again?
Was your team usually that bad, or was that just a horrific night against a great team?
We were a super young team. I was a freshman in high school. I was starting in the varsity team, and I threw the ball to the other team every single time I got it.
So it was all your fault?
I was mortified by, let's say, 2 minutes in when they were up, 20-0.
Was that one of the most embarrassing days of your entire life?
Yeah. But at some point it gets funny because now they're up by 60. Now they're up by 80. But in football, I don't know. In football, it's so much, I don't know. You cannot score 91.
Yeah.
Right.
That's crazy.
Well, I hope nothing happens. I hope there's no bullying.
Bullying is such the fashionable word now. I'm so tired of that. Every single news story has to include bullying.
Don't you agree, Beer Mug?
Yeah. Shut up. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Hit it!
I didn't even understand that. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show.
Yeah, boy! Oh.
He said hit it.
Oh, hit it. Okay. We have tickets for Kamikaze.
Yes, we do.
Ralph's going to come up with a game, superheroes, and we're going to give you a chance to win those tickets. Fox News says zombies are bad for America.
Well,
they
are
hurting America.
They're bad for
America. No.
Have you watched The Walking Dead?
Not real zombies. Our fascination with zombies is really hurting America. Dumb, right?
Yes.
Okay. Absurd?
Yes.
Stupid?
Stupid.
Doto on the program today?
There it is. That's the reason we all came in today.
There's some question on what time we're going to have him, as conversation with him is not normal. It's difficult to make headway.
We'll get him when we get him. It's like snow. You can't really predict it to the minute.
You just hope for the best, and if that happens, then you're happy and you run out and play.
Okay.
Objects that terrify you. For example, Beer Mug's friend is afraid of cereal.
I don't even understand that.
Any breakfast cereal. He says he doesn't want to be around. It's not just the sound of it. He doesn't want to see it. He doesn't want to be near it. He doesn't want to know you're eating it. I don't understand that either.
Wow.
Eli Manning won last night in Monday Night Football. How about
that? What's that like for
him? New York Giants actually won. We also have some live music in studio. Very excited about AFI.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that band so much.
Got a brand new CD coming out today called Burials, and we're going to have them in, have a live performance. And also, thanks to InfoBean. So that's coming up today on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a break and come back with the Ralph Showbiz Beat next. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
Couple of chances for you this morning to join us at Blink 182, November 6th or 7th at the Hollywood Palladium, plus the Red Bull Sound Space Show. Don't forget, is also coming up between 6 and 7 o'clock this morning. We'll open up the phone lines, give you a chance to win for the first time today. That is coming up, just announced yesterday on the show with Travis and Mark from the band. Hey, Ralph Garman, good morning.
I'm sure I'm probably on the outs with the Hep Cats, who know all the inside skinny.
Right.
But
yes, 1950s, Ralph.
But where does what is the derivation of the name Blink 182? Do we know that? Do we know what the name stands for? Where it comes from? What it represents?
Geez, I used to know that. I think they started out just being Blink, but as so often happens, they then found out there was another band called Blink.
Uh-huh.
So they had to change it up somewhere, and I don't remember where the 182 came from.
Because what I always think of, and perhaps it has something to do with it, or perhaps it has nothing to do with it, there was a movie back in the day about a firefighter called Turk 182. That was his badge number.
Hmm.
And I always think, when I hear Blink 182, I always think Turk 182. I wonder if it has any connection at all.
I wonder if they were watching that movie one day and said, that's it.
It's just a goofy, you know, connection somehow to that film.
It's funny how you just accept Blink 182 and you don't think about where it came from.
But I was sitting here and that title of that movie always flashes in my head. And I said, I don't know where they got the name from. Maybe there is some connection. So
I'm going to.
Sorry I asked because there's no answer.
Well, here's two answers, at least on this site. They do confirm my memory of having to change it because there was another band named Blink, a band in Ireland. So the 182, the two reasons that are listed here, one is there was blue ink crossing out the last three numbers, which was 182, of a phone number for a lost cat sign in one of their neighborhoods. They thought it was a good sign, so they used that in their name.
A lost cat is a good sign.
It is.
That's
it's
a
good
band
for everybody.
The other one, and I think I have heard this story before, is that 182 is the number of times the F word was said in one of the band members' favorite movies.
Oh, that I would totally believe.
That seems much more likely, knowing those guys.
Yeah.
It does. Oh, it says here the movie was Scarface.
Scarface, yeah.
Somebody
what a surprise.
Adds on. So maybe that. If only we knew any of the guys in Blink 182, we could have asked them that question.
Yeah. I guess no one ever thought to ask before. I know I never did, but.
Well, I think we're too far in to ask. We should all know that by now, you know?
I thought there was like some.
There could be.
Legendary answer that everyone knew, and I was just on the outs, but apparently
that's what I thought as well.
It's a question mark for everyone.
It is in dispute.
Yes. All right. Well, sorry I asked. Speaking of cats that are lost, as all cats should be, here's some news for you. You looking forward to next February Super Bowl? You always enjoy that, right?
I guess, yeah.
Well, what are your options if you don't want to watch the halftime show? Bruno Mars, in this particular case, will be performing at the Super Bowl in February.
Now, this is a new thing where other channels put something on to try to compete with the halftime show for folks who aren't interested in that, right?
Right. If you have tiny little testicles like Bean and Dave, you might flip over to the Puppy Bowl on Animal Planet.
Aww.
I think Bean and Dave watch that instead of some of the football games.
I think they do.
Just halftime.
Yeah. I think they DVR and just watch it over and over again and ignore the football game completely.
You mock, but I have a lot of money on that.
See, because he's acting like he...
Yeah. Like it's a sporting event, yeah. Well, there's competition for the Puppy Bowl on Animal Planet this year.
Uh-oh.
Hallmark Channel. The Hallmark Channel will present... The Kitten Bowl.
Yay!
Kitten Bowl.
Okay, first of all, dumb. Second of all, how did it take them this long to come up with Kitten Bowl?
Between 60 and 70 kittens will be featured in two preliminary playoffs and then a championship match.
Well, I mean... There are more cat owners than dog owners in the United States, so maybe they're on to something.
Play-by-play will be done by John Sterling, radio voice of the Yankees.
What?
The host will be Beth, Howard Stern's wife.
No way. No way.
I'm calling in an airstrike. I'm finding where they're filming that, and I'm calling in an airstrike.
No way. No way. Get real.
Send it in the drones.
Wow.
Great googly moogly. The hip place to be these days, if you're a star, is on Broadway. Everybody wants to do a Broadway show. That's where everybody's going. Movie stars, TV stars.
It's so weird because you make no money doing Broadway.
None. But you get to say, I'm on Broadway. You get to say that to your friends. The latest casting news is a revival of the legendary John Steinbeck. Well, the play based on the legendary John Steinbeck novel of Mice and Men. A famous movie was made of it. It's been on stage before. Story of Lenny and George, two down-and-outers. George is a big lummox with a limited brain power. Lenny is a high-functioning, autistic, sort of persnickety type.
It's me and Bean.
Yes, it is. That's what I'm getting at. Of Mice and Men is you and Bean. And, of course, George, the big dumb one, tries to pet a rabbit and crushes it because he's too dumb.
Sounds like a great play.
It's very uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
James Franco I got it wrong. Lenny's the dumb one. Jim Franco will be playing George. And Lenny will be played by Chris O'Dowd. Irish comic actor Chris O'Dowd from ABCO's Family Tree and Bridesmaids. Broadway debut for both actors. Congratulations to those guys.
No thanks.
And I'm excited about this. Usually I'm not the sequel guy. I'm not the sequel guy. I'm not the reboot guy. I'm not the remake guy.
Yeah, you do tend to not like anything that's redone.
I'm on board for this.
What is it?
Beetlejuice 2. Beetlejuice 2.
Isn't Beetlejuice still in the theaters?
Yes, it is. Oh, no, wait a minute. It was made 25 years ago.
Who's making it?
Tim Burton.
All right.
And Michael Keaton.
Then I'm in.
The two have been talking about bringing Beetlejuice back for a long, long time, and it finally looks like the stars have aligned, and they're going to get working on it. The script is reportedly finished. No plot details.
Too soon.
Or other stars have been announced, but looks like they have intent to get it done. Look, I'm all for more Michael Keaton in any movie I can get, but I thought he was great in that film. I thought that was a lot of fun.
And Tim Burton. He's
Tim Burton.
Fantastic.
Especially with that product. It's his, it's his baby, so if they bring it back, I think it could be fun. That's one of those things where you wouldn't even notice like the star had aged because you're slapping all that makeup and everything anyway, so it's just going to look like Beetlejuice. Maybe get Miley Cyrus in there twerking on him, you know,
sure,
like
there
you go. Did, the appearance he did at the VMAs. Hey, Miley, how you doing? Today's celebrity birthdays. Christopher Lloyd is 75 years old today. Marty, I have to go back in time because I'm old. Jeff Goldblum is 61. Bob Odenkirk turns 51. Comedian and thief Carlos Mencia is 46 years old today.
Comedian what?
Comedian thief.
Oh, thief.
Yeah. Shaggy. It's Shaggy's birthday. Shaggy. I'm saying Shaggy.
Right. From Scooby-Doo?
No.
Oh, the singer.
Right.
Yeah.
45 years old today. Spike Jones is 44. Jesse Tyler Ferguson from Modern Family, 38 years old today. That show's still great, by the way, that Modern Family.
It is.
We take it for granted now because it's been great for years. I was watching with the wife last night. We had DVR'd an episode. I was like, this writing and acting is just, you can see why they get all the Emmys. It's really just stellar. Zach Hanson of the band Hanson is 28, and actor Jonathan Lipnicki, he was a little kid from Jerry Maguire. He's 23 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Why? I say that's my question to you. Why
is this necessary?
Why
can't coworkers just have conversation?
Because they're not. Coworkers are not having conversation.
Once again, let's define conversation. A conversation is an interaction between two participants,
right?
In which an exchange of thoughts or ideas are verbally expressed.
Understood.
Participants.
That means a speaker and a listener that then responds because that person is interested in what the speaker had to say.
Conversation.
Okay. Right.
That's like you accusing me of not giving enough high fives when I hold my hand up and nobody else hits it. That's what's going on here. I'm opening the door to some great conversation.
No. You just defined it. If you raise your hand up and no one hits it, it's not a high five.
My point. That's exactly what I said. Is you criticizing me for not giving enough high fives. But what I'm saying is I'm having conversation, but you guys aren't. So it's on you, really.
Asperger's is a condition on the autistic spectrum which makes it difficult for a person to make connections with other people.
Yep.
Here's the thing with Asperger's is that Bean cannot tell that other people are not interested in what he has to say.
No. You can't read your audience at all.
And so we try to identify exactly what's going on because we're trying to give Bean some feedback. So in these particular cases that I wrote down word for word, I'm going to tell you what Bean said. The rule is no one in the room is supposed to speak because no one cares.
Right.
If you care, go ahead and talk. But if you don't care, shut up. And that'll give Bean the signal that no one was interested in.
Because we learned from the past that if you try to placate him and you acknowledge it and you mention something in response, then you're just sucked into the conversational vortex and you'll never get out.
That's that info, Bean.
Black hole. Now, I'm not 100% positive that a couple of these were not used before. Because my filing system could use some help.
Okay.
But I know that some of them...
crumpled up papers in your pocket doesn't really...
But I know that some of them...
Create a clean...
Most of them are new. And a lot of them are...
Thanks for that filing, Kevin.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
Did you guys know that Al Roker slept in for the Today Show today?
Aww.
No one spoke. Now, nobody said anything.
That was a big story the day that it happened.
Done. 39. No one said anything. And then Bean said, followed up. See, no one says anything to me. I'm already like, they don't care.
That's the indicator.
Right. So I'm just going to shut up. It's the first time in 39 years.
That's why it was a significant
info Bean
to bring up to my coworkers.
But we didn't care then. And we don't care now.
And more importantly, you need to redefine what significant event means.
Right.
9/11, significant event.
Right.
Al Roker, but you're not getting out of bed? Not significant.
That's that info Bean.
I felt like you guys had heard about 9/11. I thought the Al Roker thing might be news to you.
That's not news. That's a guy oversleeping.
Right. He's in the same business we are, yet he overslept.
I don't care if every other person that gets up when I do slept in. It's irrelevant.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
Here's Bean thinking out loud, knowing that none of us are interested. By the way, so this is on the increase. He now knows certain things annoy us, and so he does it on purpose just to annoy further.
Yeah, it's premeditated.
Yes.
Yes.
I wonder if I should get the new Earth, Wind, and Fire album.
I remember this.
Right? He knows none of us care what CD he buys.
This is the difference between conversational manslaughter and conversational murder.
Right.
Is that it's premeditated.
That's that info Bean.
Because you thought anyone in this room cared whether you got the new Earth, Wind, and Fire
No,
album.
You knew. You knew.
What I was hoping was that you guys made
That's that info beam.
Heard something about it or knew
We're
not.
Good
or,
yeah, we heard something about
we're
it.
Spending our time.
Tip.
Hey, it's in the hallways. Hey, did you guys hear Earth, Wind, and Fire has a new album?
Really? What, did I heard any tracks?
I did end up picking it up, though.
That's that info beam.
Oh, good. I love this poop so much.
Nothing.
If I believed in God, he would be my man.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
Lisa's with me. If I recall, Lisa
Thanks
also
that
loves
info
this pope.
Bean.
I do love this pope.
But she didn't say anything, oddly enough.
No.
Because
you know what Lisa's
knew.
Never said? I love this
I
pope.
I love this pope.
Never said that out loud.
I'm drinking pineapple juice right now.
Oh, gee. F you.
In the category of no one could possibly care. Now, this isn't even a music group or anything. This
Tell
is...
me how that's different, Kevin, than you coming in and saying something like, oh, not everybody, I guess, has chocolate chip cookies, mother effer. Sometimes it's a food or drink burn.
Was
you
that
know
supposed
that.
To be a burn?
Because chocolate chip cookies are a burn. I'm drinking pineapple juice. Burns no one.
Pineapple juice is pretty sweet, Ralph. Come on.
Thanks for that info, B.
That was only half of it. I'm drinking pineapple juice right now. Nothing. And then he pauses and he goes, makes me feel like I'm in Hawaii.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
That's the only place you can get pineapple juice.
That is not conversation.
Well, it would have been if you answered.
You think maybe is it arrogance? Is it just a sense of arrogance that I'm drinking something, therefore, because I'm doing it,
I win?
It's valid? It's worthy of noting because I'm doing something?
It's not the kind of thing any of the rest of us would go,
Ever.
We are going to burn somebody with this.
I'm sipping coffee right now. I'm not going to say that.
But you don't think, you couldn't see a scenario, Kevin, where somebody tried to burn you by having hot chocolate in the morning?
Yeah,
and you
it's
don't.
Something they know I like. This
well,
you
who
don't
doesn't
have...
like pineapple juice? Pineapple juice is the
That's
best.
That info Bean.
I'm not excited about it.
No one
it's
is.
Juice.
You will be later, Lisa.
Here's one that he knows.
Creepy.
Here's one that he knows we're going to hate. He knows for a fact we're going to hate. I'm not loving the new Justin Bieber song today, guys. Now, he knows that burns us. He makes us mad on two levels. One is he got it and listened to it.
Right.
Yes.
And the other is he really expected to enjoy it and isn't.
Yes.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
And he knows our feelings about Bieber on top of
That's
it.
The point.
Right.
Look, here's the thing.
There's
there,
no if thing.
If you'll allow me.
No.
Is that I'm...
Thanks for that info,
we didn't
Bean.
We did talk about it the first time.
I'm with you guys that Bieber is a douchebag. But the one thing that I've said is, look, I can separate the fact that he's a
Thanks
terrible human
info,
being.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
From the fact that I enjoy his music. Well, now, not even his songs are doing it for me. So he's a complete zero in my book.
Wow. How'd you come to that conclusion?
That's all I'm saying is now even the music is failing
me. What's your level of excitement over the Mary J. Blige Christmas album?
Thanks for that info, Bean.
Pause.
stupid Muggs says.
Oh, no.
In his funny, funny way, his funny delivery, wacky Muggs. Not as much as you.
Oh, Jesus.
And then Bean says, I'm pretty damned excited.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
Poor Kevin, you got caught in a crossfire
yes.
of douchebaggery.
Yes, I did.
Oh, no.
And Lisa. And by the way, final one that Bean
Mary
said.
Mary J. Blige is singing at the
Thanks for that info, Bean.
And the final one that Bean says that he knew was going to be annoying, which there needs to be some kind of murder button or something for this. Where
punishment?
It used to be accidental. Now he's just doing it on purpose. Did you guys buy the new Taylor Swift song that came out at midnight last night? Now he knows the answer is no.
Of course he does.
Murder.
He knows we hate her. He's the only one that can stomach her, and he knows that, and we've made that perfectly clear. So this is conversation murder, like Ralph said, premeditated. And then no one said anything, and he said, is that a no? Right?
Yes,
right. He's gonna punch right in the face.
Thanks for that info, B.
What happens if the zombies come? Are you prepared for that?
Well, the zombies are in the news right now. The zombies, as you know, are very popular at this time in American history. Thanks to the movies and the TV shows, Halloween. I'm sure there'll be a ton of zombies walking around next week for Halloween, right? But there's one man who's not so happy about it, you guys. He is a Fox News reporter or analyst named Dr. Manny Alvarez. He has written a column that talks about how America's obsession with zombies may actually be hurting the country.
Oh, please.
There's always someone.
Hurting the country.
In other words, perhaps he's suggesting that it's not just a good time for all. Here's what Dr. Alvarez writes. The idea of a zombie-infested world inspires fantasies of monsters possessed by an uncontrollable rage to kill, and viewers get a thrill imagining what it would be like to participate in this new world order. Give me a break. As a doctor and scientist, I know one thing for sure. When you're dead, you're dead. And here's the part. Here's the part where you're not going to believe he even wrote this. Our brains should be less focused on imaginary zombie hordes and more focused on harnessing the tools that we need in order to enhance our lives, whether it be music, education, science, or the classics.
Wow.
Entertainment should help us soothe our brains so that we can ease our minds of some of the stress from our daily lives.
What's with the zombies?
That's what Dr. Manny Alvarez says from Fox News. In fact, our new feature is called, What Does Fox News Say?
What does Fox News say?
If there is no federal money used to subsidize abortions for low-income women, doesn't that mean there will be more low-income babies? A fist bump, a pound, a terrorist fist jab?
What Fox News say?
Being president of the United States is all about. It's these tough, huge, monumental decisions. Making these executive decisions. It's just like our job.
Get off it.
We'd rather get on it if you don't mind.
Well, besides the zombies ruining America, we want to find out what else does Fox News say. Fox News spokesperson Lyle Shedlock joins us on the phone on the Kevin DeBeach Show right now. Hi, Mr. Shedlock. Thank you for the time today, sir.
Good morning.
Did you hear the conversation we were having about zombies? Do you stand by your man?
Dr. Manny is absolutely correct.
Okay,
zombies
but he's
are ruining America.
Right, but isn't it just lighthearted entertainment? Isn't it just escapism? It's just fun to sit down Sunday nights in front of your TV and watch zombies on Walking Dead.
That's what they said about Hitler.
No, well, I don't think anyone ever said that.
Aren't Nazis just lighthearted entertainment?
Nobody said that ever.
I would say no, sir. Maybe you think so, but I would disagree.
Nobody said that at all. We can still listen to music and the arts and everything else that you want with the rest of the day.
No, we can. Now we're focused on zombies. Ooh, I'm a zombie. I came back. I'm not really dead. I want to eat human flesh. It's distracting America from what really matters. The only one person ever came back from the dead, my friends, and he was no zombie. He was Jesus.
Now, what about this? Fox News is always talking about the economy and the terrible shape that we're in, thanks to President Obama, his name.
Yes.
What about this? What about the more than $5 billion that the zombie industry put into the national economy, according to last numbers?
Ah, but where's that money going?
To the economy?
Yes, but what's happening in the economy? Gay marriage.
What?
I don't all have of that money is going towards gay marriage.
What are you talking about?
It's making sure that gay people can be married. $5 billion spent from zombie-related earnings in order to get gay people married.
There's no relationship at all. This is going to the people who make the DVDs and the Halloween costumes.
Who are all gay.
What are you talking about? That's absurd.
Make DVDs and Halloween costumes, especially Halloween costumes, are gay.
Okay. That's just insane. Look, if Dr. Alvarez doesn't want to watch the zombies, that's fine. He can go off and enjoy the arts and read a book or whatever he wants to do, but it's fine for the rest of us. It's not hurting anything.
And what sort of message are these zombie programs sending to Americans? Oh, if I die, I won't really die. Why? Obamacare.
What?
Oh, with Obamacare, we'll all live forever. We'll just stumble around blindly following Obama, and we'll never die. But you know what? We won't have any brains or free will either. We'll want to be eating each other, just like gay people.
What is wrong with you?
Gay people eat each other.
Oh, no.
And Obamacare makes you a zombie. Oh, no. These all things right. are known to be true.
That is just ridiculous.
These are the truths of life.
Now we know what Fox News says.
Wow. Thank you. Looking over into Studio R, very excited about this. They're setting up drums. They're setting up the soundboard. Got AFI coming in a little bit later on this morning, talking about their new album and playing new music live on K-Rock.
Oh, I love those guys in AFI so much. And yesterday, of course, we had two-thirds of Blink 182 in here. And all week long on K-Rock and here on the Kevin and Bean Show, we're giving away tickets to see them at the Palladium November 6th and 7th. Tickets go on sale this Friday morning at 10. Plus, you also win tickets to see them in the Red Bull Sound Space. We do it this hour. We did it to Kaleigh Achu from Brea. He or she won his or her tickets. Your chance to win is coming up. Hey, guys, look who's on the phone.
No.
I need some babe!
Kevin Bean, this one thing I forgot to tell you, Kevin Bean. I need a woman.
Woo! I need a woman! I was in Vietnam! I definitely need a Korean woman!
My first memory is I just love the buffets in Las Vegas. I love the flan. It has a lot of sugar.
Life's a box of chocolate, Bean.
Did you get her phone number?
Yeah.
Have you called it?
Yeah, I called and she changed her number.
How about that?
Why'd you tuck away some knives behind an air conditioner vent in a nondescript bag? No, seriously.
That's not mine, man.
I drank your milkshake.
Well, I'm sorry.
Why not, Bean? This is America.
Woo! And now the further adventures of Johto, international man of mystery, man. Yeah.
I was so disappointed that I had to miss the singles party. As you know, I tend to enjoy a party.
Yes, you do.
And my man Johto was there. And that hurts even more. Johto?
Hey, Kevin. How's it going, man?
Good. Bean's here as well. How are you?
The single party was great. Thanks for having me come along. I was a little bit nervous, and after that, I started shining, Kevin.
Did you start shining at the party, you mean?
Look, yeah, I was a little bit nervous, and after that, I started talking to people.
All right.
Now, Johto, let me ask you this. Weren't you surprised, and pleasantly so, at how well-received you were? There was a huge round of applause when you were introduced to the listeners.
Yeah, of course, Bean. Yes. Yes.
I mean, people love you on this show. You understand that. You have actual fans, Johto, people that are excited when they hear you on the radio.
Yes, Bean.
Now, here's what's weird. Nobody can tell Bean and I apart on the radio. I mean, with exceptions, there are some people who can, but for the most part, nobody can tell us apart.
Well, why is that?
I don't know. We sound pretty
alike. Their voices are similar.
I imagine we're too similar. But Bean said at the party you called him Kevin and Bean all night.
Yeah. No. I'm sorry. I just don't know what I was thinking.
No, but that's odd because now you've identified us accurately two different times. You said yes, Kevin, and no, Bean, and you were right.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I was hoping for more of an answer, but okay.
Thank you for making that distinction.
Really?
So, Johto, let's talk about the party. I'm so happy that you were able to be there. A lot of people may not realize that Johto has been out of the country for 5 months. You just got back a few days ago, so the timing worked out perfectly. Tell me what happened with you at the party. Tell me about the girls you met.
Yeah, I met a couple of Hispanic girls then after I talked to her and I danced, and I was just asking her, can we go for a cup of coffee? And she gave me her number. Then I think I'm going to try giving them the numbers to call and just see how it goes. Hey, if it doesn't work out, what the heck, right, Bean?
Right. This is America.
Yeah.
That's right. So you're telling me that you have not called or texted the lady that you got the phone number from at the party?
for what I do is I'm probably going to wait like a few days later then text because you don't want to come along too overly aggressive like immediately.
Right, but the party was Friday night, right?
Yeah, I'm probably going to do it today.
Okay,
today would be good.
Yeah. Now I did get an email from the friend of the girl whose phone number you got, Doto. Yeah. And are you sure you want to stick with the story that you haven't called or texted yet?
I remember I did call her.
Wait a minute.
Oh, wait. So you're thinking about giving her a call. Oh, wait, Kevin Abeen, I did call her. So how did that go?
I don't know, Abeen.
Did she pick up the phone?
No, I didn't. I don't recall.
Did you leave a message?
Wait, hold on. Did you call once?
No, I just text.
Text, okay. And she didn't text back?
Yeah, that's all.
She did text back?
She didn't.
She didn't text back.
You know, I'm not worried. I'm not worried about that, Kevin.
No, I'm not asking if you're worried. I just wanted to know if you got a response from her. We're trying to help.
I didn't get a response.
Did not. Okay.
Don't worry.
How many times did you text your Doto?
Maybe 2 or 3 times.
Okay, so, 2 or 3 times.
So first, he wasn't going to call her yet because he didn't want to appear too overeager. Oh, wait, I did call her. Okay, I didn't really call her, but I did text her that one time. Oh, really? I texted her like 2 or 3 times.
So she didn't respond any of the 3 times.
Yeah. This is just one person, Kevin. So right. Don't worry about it.
How many numbers did you get?
About 4 or 5.
4 or 5. Wow, okay.
Did you text them all?
Did you text all of them?
Nope, I didn't.
No.
You didn't. Did you call or in any way try to make contact with them? Fax? Anything else?
Maybe once or twice.
But that was not my
primary agenda to call and text them, Kevin Bean.
Okay. What was your primary agenda? Just curious.
Yeah, maybe I like to get to know them first and see how things go.
But without calling or texting them?
Yeah.
All right.
This is making insanely good sense today.
I'm satisfied.
So don't tell.
Can I ask you a quick question, Bean? Is there anything
Absolutely.
Wrong? Is there anything wrong with joining a dating service?
No, there's not, Doto. A lot of people find great success with that, but I was curious why you were trying to advise our listeners who were already at a singles party on Friday night to leave immediately and go join a dating service. They were already at a place with lots of single people that were there to meet. Why were you trying to get them to leave?
I know. I just have too much on my mind. Sometimes I didn't know what I was thinking, Bean.
Okay, so they brought you up in front of the crowd, and they said, do you have any tips on meeting the opposite sex? And you said, join a dating service. At a singles party. Yes. Okay. I'm
no,
satisfied.
Doto, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Have you considered Match.com? That's the most popular way that people meet now.
Here's the deal, Kevin, to being Elisa May. The problem is when you join Match.com eHarmony, you do a lot of work on your own because it's computerized. Because I know that when you join a dating service, then you can work with somebody individually, right? So which way does it guarantee?
Oh, I'm guessing nobody guarantees.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. There's some agencies where they work with you in person, and there's some it's pretty much like Match.com where you have to do a lot of work on your own, but you're pretty much paying the same kind of money anyways.
But, though, if you don't mind my saying, you don't have a lot to do you?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't have a job.
You know, I work with the old man, Kevin Bean.
Right. I would think that you would want to spend some time on Match.com. It seems like that would be fun. It would be exciting to log on every day and see who's new on there and who you might be able to ask out. I mean, isn't it fun to pursue women?
Maybe. Yeah.
What do you mean, maybe? It's either fun or it's not fun, though.
Yes.
Doto, you're single. You should be living the good life right now. You should be taking advantage of that. You're young. You're good looking. You're healthy. You're strong. You're funny. You should be owning the world right now, Doto.
Yeah, but why not try both, right, Bean?
Sure.
Right.
Sure. That's fine, too, Doto. All right, listen, we're almost out of time. How long are you going to be back in America this time around?
Pretty long time.
Okay.
So would you say a week or the rest of the year?
No, not the week.
The rest of the year?
Probably. Yes.
Okay. That's fantastic.
I'm satisfied.
So will we see you again soon, Doto? You're not going to go back underground and make it difficult for us to find you again, right?
I'm not going to die soon, Kevin Bean.
Okay,
no,
good.
I'm
glad you're not going to die. That's good news. But no, Omar wanted us to tell you that he wants to go out and tape some more interviews.
Yeah.
Would you be down for that?
You know what? I loved interviews.
All right. There you go.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to put you down as a yes then. All right, Doto. Anything else before we let you go for today?
I like to get some dates, Kevin Bean.
You'd like to get some dates.
Okay. All right. Gotta love those babes. Thanks, Doe.
Thanks, Kevin Bean.
Bye now.
Doto, international man of mystery, man. Yeah.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:56.
Here comes our man, Ralph Garman. Time to take a look at the showbiz beat here on a Tuesday morning Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Ralph, what's going on?
Well, it looks like Kanye West has
got the best of intentions when it comes to his baby mama, Kim Kardashian. Just announced this morning from TMZ.com, Kim and Kanye are engaged.
Porn star Kim Kardashian.
How exciting is that?
But Kanye West being Kanye West can't just go out to dinner with his girlfriend and say, hey, baby, where's those croissants? And then pull a ring out of a croissant and give it to her. And then, oh, that's sweet. And she cries and they hug.
It was a private moment for the couple, wasn't it, Ralph?
Well, sure. In the sense that he blindfolded her, then flew her to San Francisco, whisked her off to AT&T Park, home of the Giants, which he rented out.
He rented the whole stadium?
Sure. Then he had a full orchestra there, playing one of Kim's favorite songs, Lana Del Rey's Young and Beautiful. Then he got down on one knee in the middle of the field and pulled out a 15-carat diamond ring.
Asshole.
Friends and family then joined the couple on the field to celebrate, because you have to engage your girlfriend at AT&T Park.
Here's a serious question. Let's say you like Kim Kardashian. Fine. You're in love with her. Fine.
Fine.
Doesn't her family at some point scare you the hell off?
If you have any sense at all, of course it does.
Wow.
But here's the thing. He's just like they are. They're just like he is. It's all self-promotion and look at me and money and things. And they have the same exact sense of values.
Hmm.
They're the same. They're cut from the same cloth.
Had an orchestra playing.
Here's the thing that neither of them understand is that having things of value doesn't make you a person of value. This is Kanye West spending his two telemarketing checks on Gucci slippers, and this is Kris Jenner pimping out her daughter's sex tape and selling her 16-year-olds into white slavery to be models or whatever she did.
I don't think they're in white
slavery. It's the same thing over and over again. The details are different, but the thought process behind the decisions are all the same.
Yeah, I guess he does fit.
And then it's renting out AT&T Park to ask your girlfriend to marry you. It's all the same. These are the same people. They all deserve each other.
Hmm.
And the only upside is, the only bright side any of us can take from watching these horrible people is knowing that all of their significant relationships are failures and lead to nothing but pain for them. That's the upside, is that as much as they try to hoard the wealth and try to show themselves off and try to constantly put themselves out there in the public eye in a desperate cry for attention, all of their marriages and all of their relationships with their children and each other, they're all just in a state of chaotic disarray. One's got a drug problem, the other one divorced after 73 days, and the Olympian is leaving the bitch, and once Scott Disick is getting flipped off by models and knocking up his girlfriend and being a drunk loser, and it's just, they're just surrounded by just misery and chaos constantly. That's the one upside we can all appreciate in this whole situation, is to know that regardless of how much they try to tell us otherwise, they're just not happy people. And they're all trapped in horrible, chaotic, nightmarish relationships. None of them will find happiness. And they'll all be plastic surgeried up into their 80s, and they'll be tight-skinned, miserable people. I wish them nothing but ill. Their end of the lesson. Now let's talk about some good people. Let's talk about some good people.
Okay. All right.
Bono!
Yes.
You too.
Yes.
How long has it been since we waited for some new music from you too?
3 years.
3 years.
3 years?
3 years. Their last album was 2009's No Line on the Horizon.
I wasn't a huge fan of that either.
No, it wasn't their best work. But there's new music from U2. A new track out, the band's first music in 3 years, is called Ordinary Love, and it's from the upcoming biopic of Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom, starring Idris Elba as Nelson Mandela.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be on the soundtrack. You can hear some of the song in the trailer for the film. I brought in a little taste of it. Here's the new song by U2 called Ordinary Love.
We can't fall any further.
The people are angry.
We are all angry. I am angry.
There's going to be a new campaign, Free Nelson Mandela.
This is how it begins.
Sounds pretty good.
Sounds like a good song, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Adam Clayton, by the way, told a radio show in Ireland that the band is just about done with their album, so that track should be on there as well as on the soundtrack to the Mandela movie. But
movie looks good, too.
It looks great. And Bono, just one of the great voices in rock and roll. Man, I just get chills sometimes when I hear him. He's so good.
Nelson Mandela is sure doing everything he can to stay alive till that movie comes out, too. No, I'm saying he's been sick for so long,
yes,
but every time they
that.
Practically read his last rites,
which
he gets
horrible.
He,
which is
he
a
gets
horrible
better
thing.
They let him out of the hospital.
But at least
again.
You're trivializing. He's an asshole. You're trivializing the misery of a great man by making jokes.
No, I'm
jokes
saying
about
the old guy
it.
Is hanging on for his movie.
Right?
Sweet.
Yeah, we understand what you're saying.
We understand that, but don't you think he has other reasons to hang on?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I want you to marry a Kardashian.
So that I want
you,
that
you
as well.
You two could be miserable with that family. Today's celebrity birthday is Jonathan Lipnicki. The human head weighs 8 pounds. Jerry Maguire's little kid.
Yep.
It's all grown up. 23 years old today. Zach Hansen of Hansen is 28 years old. Yeah, come on now. That's right. All skate.
Mark, stop dancing.
Jesse Tyler Ferguson of Modern Family is 38 years old today. Director Spike Jonze is 44. Shaggy's 45. Bob Odenkirk, one of our favorite actors, is soon to be seen in that spinoff of Breaking Bad, 51 years old. Jeff Goldblum is 61. And actor Christopher Lloyd from Back to the Future and Taxi is 75. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
One of the things I love about the band AFI is all of their records don't sound alike. They always do something different. They always bring something new to the party with every new release. And they got a brand new album out today. And we could not be more excited to welcome AFI to our studio. Next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show, they're going to be in here for an interview and performing live. So please stick around.
This sentence was said last night after Monday Night Football by Eli Manning. He actually said this to the press. The players and coaches have great pride in what we're doing. Now, until last night, the Giants had not won a single game.
Right.
Not a single game.
But that doesn't mean they don't have pride in the effort that they're putting. It doesn't mean they're not doing the best they can.
They shouldn't have pride. They haven't won a game.
Well, it did take them until this long of the season to fight a team almost as bad as them, and that was the woeful Minnesota Vikings. But Eli is a winner, and he joins us on the Kevin Bean Show for the first time, I think, since week one of the NFL season. Hi, Eli.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm a winner!
You are a winner.
We won the Super Bowl again!
Now, that wasn't the Super Bowl. That was just a regular season game, Eli.
What?
Yeah. Nicely done.
Wow. Okay, Eli. All right. Eli?
Nicely done.
Outstanding. So how did it feel last night? What was it like in the locker room after the game when you finally won one?
We have great pride in our 1-6 record.
It's not a great record. I mean, I don't know a lot of people that would want a 1-6 record.
No.
It's better than 0-6, but
yes!
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's a long, I mean, I don't
We're
know.
We're on the way back, baby. Super Bowl bound.
I don't know if technically you could do that, even if you win out. I don't, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe you could get into the playoffs, but then you would still have to win playoff games.
Then we bring in our secret weapon.
Which is...
The football
playing llama.
Football playing llama?
Yes, we just signed him.
Okay, but that's not legal. You can't put that out on the field during the game, Eli.
Or can you?
You can't. There's no way they let a llama onto the field during the game.
We looked into the rule that there's nothing says that a football player has to be human.
Okay.
Him, Larry.
Larry is insane.
Larry Llama.
What position is Larry going to play, Eli?
He's going to play kicker.
Kicker, okay.
Yeah. He can kick four balls at the same time.
That's also not legal.
Or is it?
It isn't.
It's not legal. No, there's
not,
just...
That's not legal.
Yeah, just one ball in play at this time.
But he can kick a 70-yard field goal.
Well, I guess that would come in handy if they would let him play, sure.
Yeah! We're gonna win every game just by scoring field goals. So I don't have to worry about touchdowns anymore.
Yeah.
When I try to throw a touchdown, they sack me.
Take some of the weight off.
Well, I will say that you didn't throw any interceptions last night for the first game all season.
No,
I didn't. That had to feel pretty good as well.
It did feel good.
Although, didn't you get sacked by like a pinky on your jersey at one point, reaching through a defender?
The breeze knocked me down.
Seemed like you were on your way down already.
It was a strong breeze, though.
It was odd.
Right, Larry? He knows.
Now, Eli, I hate to bring this up because I don't want you to get sad, but have you talked to Peyton at all about the season that he's having?
Who?
Peyton, your brother, the quarterback for the Broncos.
Not familiar with that person.
Peyton Manning, he's the quarterback for the Broncos. Your brother.
Not ringing a bell. Huh.
You know, the team that's only lost one game as opposed to you who's only won one game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, we understand. It's a tough season. You got to try and look on the bright side.
And even worse,
yeah,
he gets all the free Papa John's pizza he wants.
He does.
Well,
that's true.
He does those advertisements, yeah.
I want Papa John's pizza.
You're going to have to play better, Eli. What's happening?
Oh, Eli, no!
Eli!
What happened?
We were having a fine conversation.
Everything was fine.
I'm allergic to llamas.
Our friend Ralph Garman brought us an article a few days ago that alerted us to something called automatonophobia. I had not heard of that before, but it is a fear of puppets.
Fear of puppets.
Fear of puppets, dummies, and models. It is considered an irrational fear because the objects of terror pose no threat to personal safety. In extreme cases, sufferers can experience a racing heart, breathing difficulties, nausea, diarrhea, shaking, sleeping problems, and light sensitivity. There's an article in one of the British papers about a mom, 37-year-old, who has a 5-year-old daughter who has had this since she was little, and it's very difficult because of how often puppets appear on children's television programs. Anytime you go into a toy store, the kid just freaks out because there's a Kermit or something there. And it got us kind of talking about the topic of, isn't it weird that there are people who are just afraid of things? Just that there's a thing that terrifies them for some reason that makes no sense to the rest of us.
Yeah, and it's not just the, I don't like that. It's the, I need to get away from that, right? That just paranoia that you might die if you don't get out of the presence of whatever.
Yeah.
Muggs has a friend who hates cereal. Now, I shouldn't say hates cereal.
No, he's terrified, grossed out, seeing it, smelling it, touching it. Of course, I mean
any kind.
It doesn't matter what it is.
Count Chocula.
Even Count Chocula.
Oh, that's
it doesn't matter.
Communism.
And he has two little girls, and the only reason that he has cereal in the house is because of them. But he can't be around them when they're eating. And I was at his house, and I reached my hand into a cereal box. Go figure. And I was
what a surprise.
Yeah, I know.
That's gross.
And he,
I'm surprised you just put your head in.
And he literally saw me doing that. He's like, dude, get away from me. Get away from me. And he's not messing around with me. This is real.
You can tell he's serious.
This is serious. And
is it a texture thing?
I don't.
It can't be because different cereal. It's all cereal.
It's all cereals. I think it's sight, smell. He said,
smell. They all smell different.
Dude, trust me. I don't know, man. I don't know whether he was.
Count Chocula smells like chocolate.
I know. I don't know whether he was assaulted with cereal when he was younger, but it makes no sense. And, you know, my whole group of friends were like, dude, you got problems.
I would have so much fun with that guy. I would put boxes of cereal everywhere.
Look, there are a lot of people, and we're going to take phone calls if there's a thing that you're afraid of. We want to hear from you. We want to hear what it is.
An inanimate object.
at 1-800-520-1067. That's what we're looking for. So, in other words, we don't want anyone who is afraid of a spider, for instance. Spiders, something like that.
Here's the thing.
Hold on.
Here's the thing. If you're afraid of something no one else is, that's fine. You know.
But a lot of people,
are afraid of spiders. A lot of people are afraid of snakes, so those don't count.
Just, but here's the thing, though. This is why Beer Mug's friend is so curious to me, because, look, it's stupid to be afraid of spiders. That's got to be one of the most common things that people are afraid of for no reason, because a spider is not going to hurt you.
Right,
okay?
But you saying that logically and people's fear are completely different.
Right, I understand. But I'm saying they're still stupid for feeling that way. But here's my point.
I'm saying that's dumb.
Here's my point. At least there's a 1 in a billion chance somewhere that someone got bit by a spider and got hurt. No one's ever been hurt by cereal.
No.
That's why it's so perplexing that this guy's afraid of cereal, because what could possibly go wrong except for a tummy ache?
I don't know, but I get angry at him when he sees.
Does that help?
No, it doesn't. Yeah. It's just like, why are you so, like, come on, dude, it's cereal.
Will he get close enough to the box to serve the cereal to his young daughter? Will he pour it for them?
No, he will not touch the box, the bag, anything. He will leave the room when his daughters and his wife are
baby.
Eating. I know. It's
now, Dave. You have a friend.
By the way, this must drive Beer Mug crazy that anyone would be afraid of food.
It's his game.
That's the opposite of Beer Mug.
Dave.
Yes.
Cena is a friend.
Cena is our friend. Yes.
What's her story?
Well, I guess she doesn't like sloths. And
that's an animal that I don't even know sort of what a sloth is.
It looks like a little bear's type animal. It's a furry mammal. And it has this droopy looking face. It's one of the cutest animals in the world. It really is.
If Dave were an animal, Kevin, he would be a sloth.
Yeah. Almost, I'm close.
So
I'm
laziness
really close
is
to
a
it.
Big part of it?
Yeah, it sleeps like 23 hours a day and doesn't move.
It barely moves.
So this thing's awesome, right? I happened to meet one and take a picture of it and send it to her. And boy, was that a mistake.
No, it wasn't. It was the perfect thing to do. She called back. What was she doing at the time? Eating?
I had no idea until I got this, my voicemail, until I got a call on my voicemail. And this is what she said.
Dave Sanchez, you fat bastard. Of all the people, you know, I was in the middle of dinner and screamed during dinner in the middle of the restaurant so that everyone stared at me and almost threw my food in the air. What kind of person does that to another? Don't mean I can't even talk anymore. You're up, Dave.
Yeah.
Wow. She sent her a picture of a sloth,
a real sloth.
All you were trying to do is share Dave's cute quarter with a kid.
Exactly.
All right, we're looking for your calls of things that you are afraid of, inanimate objects perhaps, at 1-800-520-1067, or something like a sloth that, let's face it, is never going to hurt you. Let's take one real quick before the break, and let's make it Kara, because she's on line 4, and she gets us right into it.
All right, Kara, hi, or Kara.
Hi. Hello. I'm really afraid of balloons. I hate them. I have a daughter, and she loves them, and I'm just... The sound of them, stretching them, anything, it just freaks me the F out.
So it's a sound issue?
I don't know. It's being around them, I freak out. Just talking about it right now makes me nervous.
What do you think it is about it? I mean, how do you think something like that would ever get started with you?
I don't know. I think probably when I was little, my uncles were really mean to me, I guess, and just pop them in my face when I was younger, and just, it was horrible. I don't know why. I just hate them. I can't even have them on my birthday. I just like, thanks. Like, I just don't even want to be near it.
Have you tried to find out where the root of it is, or do you care? You're just going to stay away from them?
No, I just stay away from them. Okay. If people have them around me, I just 5 feet away. I don't care. Just, if my daughter wants one, I have her, like, walk away from me a little bit. I don't want to be around.
You can have one, but you go away.
Let's send Sam to our house. So.
Let's send the Armenian comedian to our house to make balloon animals?
Yes.
Oh, good call.
Like, there's a party we went to, and they're blowing balloons, and I was like, dude, just don't be near me. Just play over there. Play over there.
All right, you're one of our people. Thank you for calling. 1-800-520-1067. We'll talk.
Man, our listeners are damaged.
You think?
Aren't they? We're taking calls on irrational or odd fears, mostly of inanimate objects, here at 1-800-520-1067. We're going to go to Megan on line 6 here in 1 second. But listen to this. Daniel writes in, Dear Bean, I have a friend who has a fear of dinosaurs. Anytime she sees a dinosaur on TV or in a book, she starts to sweat and shake. I once sent her a picture message which had a T-Rex on it, and she stopped talking to me for about a month. A month. Fire Beer Mug. Here's another one. Hey, guys, this is Donald writing in. Hi, Kevin and Bean. I have chetophobia, which is the fear of hair. More importantly, detached hair, because it's everywhere. It sucks. Anyway, fire beer mug.
Oh, you mean like a one piece of hair?
Yeah, any kind weird. Of hair that's out of the head. Isn't that weird? One more. Sarah, I'm afraid of moths. I don't know why. The wings and the powder on them just disgusts me. Butterflies are sort of gross, too, but a moth will send me running away every single time. What? How do these people, how does everybody live with all this fear?
I don't know. Let's talk to Megan. She's got one of the most bizarre ones. We could have never thought of this in a million years. Megan?
Yes.
You are afraid of what?
Of frosted glass.
Of frosted glass. So it's basically the glass that you can't see through.
Yes.
You don't trust because you don't know what's inside, or?
It's just the look of it. Like right now talking to you, my hands are sweating.
Wow.
What, why? How? Who? When? What?
Definitely when. When did this start?
Yeah, let's pick that one. When did this start?
Know. I think in college when I started drinking, because I started drinking until college, and
sure.
Going to a bar and would have like just a frosted like coldness would freak me out. It's
so
like nails on a chalkboard.
Huh.
This is weird. So what do you, I mean, can you walk through a door that has frosted glass in it, for instance? No.
I have to like, no.
That's
okay.
Weird.
All right. All right. Hey. Good luck with that.
We should call this feature Good Luck With That.
All right. Gosh, let's go to – whoops, that's the wrong button. Let's go to Ryan. Ryan's on line 7. He's up next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Kevin and Bean.
What are you afraid of?
I'm afraid of fruit.
All fruit?
Oh, yeah. All fruit, man.
That's and tough.
Now, is this just you don't like to eat it or you don't like to be in the same room with it or what?
Both. I can't imagine eating it. It gives me gag reflexes.
What?
And when other people are eating it, I can't watch. I can't be around it.
Our friend Jim Jeffries is afraid of bananas, and that always struck us as weird. But there's none in your life that are worse than any others? It's all bad?
Yeah. No, citrus is the worst because it's like so nasty and juicy and just looks terrible.
So in your life, no apples, no carrots, no grapes. No peaches, no pears, no pineapples, none of that. How are you with vegetables?
I can do vegetables, but like my mom used to try and pay me to eat fruit, and I couldn't.
Can you do fruit juice?
She used to pay you.
No.
Not fruit juice, huh?
Wine?
Nope.
Well,
wine, I make exceptions for alcohol.
Okay.
How about that?
Well, Hulk Hogan is very disappointed with you not eating fruit. I'll tell you that.
Good right. luck with that, Ryan.
thanks, fellas.
All right. How about Ben on line 2? This is one of the craziest groups of irrational fears. We do this topic every couple of years or so on the Kevin and Bean Show. This group may take the cake, though.
We have frosted glass. We have fruit. We have sloths.
Yes.
And we have cereal. Ben.
Hey, morning party people.
Hi.
You're afraid of what?
I am afraid of eye drops.
Eye drops?
Okay. So is this some fear of just something poking you in the eye? It's just that's why you can't imagine trying to put them in. It would just, you're worried you'd get hurt?
It's basically the feeling, the sight of anything dripping into my eye. I mean, just to paint the picture, in March I went in for an eye exam and they had to like rip some stuff into my eye to see if I had infections in there.
Right, right.
And I literally fainted on the doctor's chair.
Oh, my God.
And just so you understand, I'm a big guy. I do Brazilian jiu-jitsu 3 times a week. I mean, I do...
Doesn't mean you're not a pussy.
Contacts, but wait. I just cannot put in eye drops.
Wait, you wear contacts?
I do. I have them in right now.
So you can put a contact in your eye?
I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense.
But not an eye drop.
Exactly.
Good luck with that.
Good luck with that.
Wow. Trish writes in, I hate and fear clusters of things. Example, tiny polka dots on a shirt. It makes me nauseated, itchy, and I feel like barfing. It gives me anxiety. Another example is a large flock of birds, for instance. Oh, sweet mother of Christ, just typing this is making me itchy.
Oh, my God.
So groups of things is where she has a problem. All right. How about Robert on line 1? Let's go back to food and see what's going on with him.
Hey, Robert.
Hey.
You're afraid of what?
White things that are cold.
All right, hold on. You said the words white things that are cold.
So like, that would be me, for instance.
No, like a sour cream, mayonnaise, yogurt, salad dressing. It grosses me out.
Okay, but white food that's hot
is okay.
All good.
Yeah.
That's even weirder than the frosted glass to me and the fruit.
Is it the texture?
I don't know. It's just if I touch it, if I accidentally eat it, I'll throw up immediately. If I touch it, I have to wash my hands with soap and water and scrub it for like 5 minutes.
Good luck with that.
Good luck with that.
Lisa writes in, mine is a button phobia. They are slimy and gross. They just freak me out. I can handle metal buttons on jeans. They're not slimy. I hate weddings and funerals because all the men wear them. I do not wear clothes with them, and neither do my children. If they choose to wear them, they have to do their own laundry. Lisa doesn't do buttons.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, Lisa doesn't do
everywhere.
Half of that, right, but buttons. All right, let's go to May. That's where I want to go because she must not listen to our show really ever. Hi, May.
Hi, I am terrified of vomit.
Of vomit?
Well, no one likes it.
No, I mean, I avoid it. Like, I plan exit strategies. If I'm on a plane, items I'm going to compromise in case somebody vomits.
Items you're going to compromise, meaning what you're willing to throw in between you and the vomit?
Yes.
How do you have an exit strategy on a plane? Explain that to me. How does that actually work?
I plan what I can compromise as soon as I walk onto the plane. If I know I'm going to be, if I see somebody that looks like they might get sick, I start thinking, what can I compromise? How can I get out of there? And I look for all the empty seats on the plane. And I always bring Dramamine, extra Dramamine for anybody on the plane. I mean, I am terrified.
Oh, what does that do for you?
I just, it makes me angry. It makes me angry. It makes me want to punch somebody in the face. My friends know if this ever happens anywhere near me, like, I just can't be friends with them.
Well,
you
you're
people
not going
to so damaged.
You're not going to hang out with this show.
I know, and I don't even want to have kids because of that reason. Like, I really, honestly, don't
you
know
shouldn't.
If I have them because of that.
Kids do
throw up
a lot
on you.
That's true. Well, good luck with that.
Indeed.
Someone didn't love you enough when you were little, did they?
Hang on, I can't write that fast. I can't possibly write that fast.
There's nothing better than when Bean's in the middle of a story and then we have to cut off his microphone because we're going live. It is the sweetest feeling in the world.
Wait, you know, are we shut him down? What happened? We were talking.
Shut
we're
him talking. Down.
You were talking. I was trying to write as fast as I could.
Oh, man.
Hey, guys, AFI is here. They joined us next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show, celebrating the release of their new record out today called Burials, which is awesome. First, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat here on a Tuesday.
Congratulations to Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. Kanye proposed to Kim on the field at AT&T Park, home of the San Francisco Giants. He rented out the entire park to give a girl a ring. A 15-carat diamond ring. By the way, the one Chris Humphries gave her was 16 carats. Boom!
Was it really?
Yeah.
He didn't rent out a stadium, though.
Do your research, Yeezy. He did not rent out a stadium, no.
Didn't happen.
Apparently, he had a full orchestra there playing her favorite song, and the friends and family came out, and it was a magical experience for everyone. It was a nice, intimate, personal affair, and everyone really enjoyed it. You have to propose at a baseball stadium? Really?
Red flag.
How truly desperate are you? What level of insecurity and emptiness inside has to be compensated for in order for you to rent out a baseball stadium to ask the woman you supposedly love to marry you?
I think it's a great idea. I've got no problem with it at all. It makes a lot of sense to me. Why doesn't everybody?
I'm stunned.
Yeah, it's something.
It is something. What it is, I'm not exactly sure. All right, who's going to play Christian Grey in the new Fifty Shades of Grey movie? What's going to happen? I need to know what's going to happen.
Ralph Garman.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Charlie Hunnam, of course, bailed.
Yep.
So now they're looking desperately for a replacement. Word has it that maybe they might scrap the whole project, rewrite the script, and then come back with a fresh cast a little bit later, a little bit further down the road. But there's another rumor saying Scott Eastwood, son of Clint, is being considered for the role.
He's pretty dreamy, right?
He's a good-looking kid. So was Clint when he was young. Yeah. Good-looking guy.
And Clint should do it.
That'd be great.
put on the goddamn handcuffs. I don't give a rat's ass what you want. I'm Christian Grey.
I would pay to lucky see that movie.
I know what you're asking yourself. How many orgasms did he have? Was it 5 or was it 6? Tell you the truth, in all the excitement, I sort of lost track myself. So you could ask yourself a question, Anastasia. Do you feel lucky? Well, do you?
That one's for free, Hollywood. Take Punk. It and run.
Matt Bomer, Alexander Skarsgård, Ian Somerhalder, also names are being bandied about. I can't wait to find out.
I can.
You're not even going to go to the movie, Ralph.
No. I'm being facetious, Bean.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Speaking of movies, Beetlejuice 2, the sequel, in the works, reportedly.
Everybody's been clamoring for it.
A lot of people are upset, saying, who cares, it's stupid, but I'm excited by the idea. I loved the first one. I love Michael Keaton. I'm just looking forward to seeing him do what he do.
So it's Michael Keaton again.
Tim Burton's coming back.
Tim Burton again.
To write and produce and direct. It's the same team. Those guys working together again. They've got a pretty good track record. Before Tim Burton dumped him for Johnny Depp, they used to work together all the time. I'm looking forward to it. And thank God they're bringing Twilight back, because it's about time we gave that film series a nice retrospective. We looked back on Twilight.
Why are they bringing it?
They're doing that?
Because they're celebrating the 5th anniversary, Lisa. The 5th anniversary of Twilight.
That's not a thing.
They're re-releasing it into theaters.
The first movie?
Yeah.
The 5th anniversary is not a thing.
It's going to be a marathon screening of all 5 films, including an extended version of Breaking Dawn Part 1. Luckily for us, this is just happening in New York at the Regal 13 in Times Square. However, Planet Hollywood in Times Square will unveil its Twilight Forever fan exhibit featuring props from the films, costumes, Bella's wedding dress,
no!
Bella's sneer.
No!
All of the props will be there.
Do you guys think Twilight is going to be one of those that finds a new audience along the way, and people still be interested in the movies in 10 years and 20 years?
I don't think it's evergreen. I don't think it's
Star
Wars.
I don't feel that way either.
I feel like people already don't give a rat's ass.
Right.
But I guess there are some twihards out there who would be interested in
that. I'm a vampire, and I'm in love with this unattractive girl.
Yeah.
I'm a werewolf, and I am also in love with this unattractive girl. Boy, she sure can act, though, can't she? Nope.
Hey,
the
nope.
End.
Yeah, that was it.
Spoiler alert, by the way, giving away the whole movie. But, I mean, I feel like in 20 years, kids will still be discovering Harry Potter, and the magic will survive. But I don't get that about Twilight.
I agree. And Parks and Recreation star Rashida Jones tweeted this week that her fellow female celebrities should quit flaunting their bodies in public and stop acting like whores.
Hey, take it easy.
To which we say to Rashida Jones, mind your own goddamn business.
And we love her.
Get your boobs out.
She's adorable.
She is, but on behalf of men everywhere, they can say, don't listen to her! She's crazy!
Plus, she can't beat the Blees, so she should clearly join them.
Yes, put them on the glass.
Oh, God.
Pipe down,
it's a
Rashida
Miley
Jones.
Cyrus comment.
Put them on the glass is excellent advice.
And pipe down.
That's charming.
That's what we're known for. Mm-hmm.
Lisa, this is going to be one of those days where you're going to get emails from people asking why you didn't stand up.
Going to drink.
How can you put up with those men?
Today's celebrity birthday is Jonathan Lipnicki is 23 years old today. Zach Hansen of Hansen's 28. You cannot deny it's a goddamn catchy song.
That song will get stuck in your head all day.
Damn those Hanson boys.
You like it or not, you're going to be singing that at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
You can't not move when it comes on. Your body takes on a life of its own. I didn't even want to move.
It was against your will.
Body just couldn't help her. Jesse Tyler Ferguson from Modern Family's 38. Spike Jonze is 44. Carlos Mencia, the comedian, is 46. Bob Odenkirk's 51. Jeff Goldblum, 61. Actor Christopher Lloyd is 75. And Shaggy!
She called me Mr. Bombastic. Tell
very fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Romantic. Yeah. Very fantastic. Uh-huh. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr.
Smooth. I must go smoke marijuana now. I gotta go. I'm Ralph Garman, Walker Showbiz.
Some good eating on the Kevin and Bean Show this hour. Check this out. Got the new song from the Arctic Monkeys we're going to be playing next. We're also going to give you tickets to go see Blink 182 at the Hollywood Palladium. Just announced on our show yesterday. They're doing two nights, November 6th and 7th. And you get a chance to see them at Red Bull Sound Space here at K-Rock 2. That's coming up. Plus, the band AFI is here. Yeah.
Can you hear?
That's them warming up. Nice. AFI is going to be in here for an interview and a live performance. That's all coming up this hour on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Let's talk about the movies for a second. Escape Plan made, what, $9.8 million?
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah,
really?
That is not for Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone together in a movie. America rejected that.
Yeah.
And
not even 9.5. This is crazy bad.
Kevin didn't even go. Look, if you lose Kevin in a Schwarzenegger Stallone movie, you've lost America.
How dare you?
And this is a movie that the guys thought, hey, you know, we finally have the schedules are synced up. We finally found a script we like. We can do this movie together. This is going to be huge for us. This is going to be our big comeback. It didn't work out that way. So we wanted to find out what happened, what went wrong, and what's next for these two action superstars from the 80s. I believe Mr. Schwarzenegger and Mr. Stallone are both on the phone with us. Hi, guys.
Good morning, Kevin Bean. How are you?
We're good. How are you, Arnold?
He's doing good. How are you doing?
Good. And you as well, Sly. So, listen, you know, we're still big fans of yours, but what went wrong with Escape Plan?
You're big fans of mine. You didn't go to the movies, though, did you?
Well, I mean, I didn't. Not particularly.
You go to the movies?
Not that one.
Did you go to the movies?
No.
Didn't go see.
No.
I didn't think so.
We didn't.
Yeah, well, thanks for all your support, being all big fans and everything that you are, then you don't go to the movies.
Well, you've been in a lot of projects.
That's where the problem was, I think, you know?
You've been in a lot of projects that we like.
Yeah, well, you could go see this one as sort of a thank you, you know, for all the movies I did that you did like.
Did you write this one, Sly? Did you write this?
I helped develop the script. I didn't, you know, write it per se.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, I would appreciate it if you had gone to the movie theater and, you know, attended the film and bought a ticket.
Right.
It would have been good, you know?
Right, we understand.
Now, I don't think they understand. Listen to me, you little flabby man. Get your ass into a movie theater. Go there and spend money and go watch the film. I'm telling you to do it now.
But, Arnold, it's not like Bean and I were the only people that didn't go see it.
Well, it starts with one man, doesn't it?
Almost no one went to see it.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Everyone in California has to, you know, start going there. And that's what we're now saying for you people to do. Or else there'll be hell to pay. It'll be like Christ in York.
Okay. Please don't do that, Arnold. Look, you can't force people to want to see a movie if they see the commercial.
I can't force people.
No,
I can't force people.
Whoa,
yeah,
what I'm saying is, people see
the people going to movies now. Look at them running.
They're probably not going to a movie.
Yeah,
they're just
they're
going to the police.
I drew first blood. They're going to the movies.
Where are you shooting?
I'm Juju Bees.
Did you say Juju Bees?
I did say Juju Bees. That's my favorite candy when I go to movies, you see?
Right, right.
Although the new technique is stuck in your teeth.
That does happen, yeah.
Get out of my teeth! That's loud floss.
Yes, that sure is. So, Sly, I'm going to throw a crazy idea out to you. Why not make a better movie, one that is more naturally appealing to the film audience?
Oh, so when you went to see it, you didn't like the film? You didn't think it was very good?
Well, it was the trailer, I think.
Oh, you didn't like the trailer?
I think the trailer lost us.
The trailer? You didn't like the trailer?
Well, it's sort of.
Well, so it's a minute long. You could tell what kind of movie it is from the trailer!
Look, you escaped from prisons professionally, and then what are the chances you got put into a prison on purpose that you can't get out of because it's the ultimate prison that you designed? Come on.
I like that storyline. I thought it was good.
Come on.
It was involving, and it had a twist to it. Like, oh, you get out of prison. Ah, you can't get out of this prison. Ha ha. How's that for you now? Yeah, that's what I thought, too. You know?
It just didn't seem very believable.
Well, listen, we're out of time, but what
you're
do you guys...
You're out of time. I'm out of time! We're the baby out of time!
This is
dirt!
What's happening? What's going on?
Wow!
What's happening?
You don't get that in gravity.
No, you don't.
It's been a while since we've had a band as well color coordinated as the band that's in our studio right now, ladies and gentlemen. 100% in black from head to toe. Please welcome AFI back to KROQ.
Thank you. Thank you.
What's up, men?
Bean, look, I got color.
You do have some color in your
little
shirt.
Bit. Yeah. A little bit of a speck in your shirt, exactly.
Speckles.
How you guys doing? Happy album release day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having
What's
us.
What's it like for you guys on the day the album comes out? Is it relief?
I don't know.
Excitement?
It's excitement. Finally, after, I mean, it always takes us a long time to get an album out, so it's a
How long did it take this one?
Two years.
2 years. 2 years from, yeah,
Is
from
it not,
its beginnings.
Does it not speed up at all?
It slows. It should.
It slows.
Slows down.
It gets longer.
Like life.
Wow. Well,
if we were smart, we'd speed up, but we get slower. Everyone else speeds up.
How is that possible?
We demand more and more of ourselves.
Oh, you're more perfectionistic about what you're doing? And
yeah,
you're...
essentially.
Do you guys think that perfectionistic is a word?
Nope. We're just going to go with it, though. We didn't have to point it out.
Maybe it was fine. He would, you have to bring it up, Bean.
I'll make up a word.
You know, we talk to a lot in this job. We are lucky enough that we get to talk to a lot of our favorite musicians. And we hear all the time that every time a record is done, they feel like they may never write another one. So what's it like for you guys as a band to be on album number 9? Could you ever have imagined you had this many songs in you?
It's definitely something that when you think about it in those terms, it's pretty surreal that we've been doing it for so long and that we've released 9 albums and 100 EPs and a million singles or whatever. I don't know what we've done, but It's such a luxury to be able to make music for that long. I mean, that's what we love doing, and we're sitting here with you guys, and you care, which is nice.
We care a lot.
We do. It's really gratifying, and we're really grateful.
We have very, guys, very, very different tastes in music.
Do
Dean
we?
And I and Ralph.
Oh,
no, not you guys.
Oh, I mean, we may have different tastes
but
in music,
but we all
too.
Agree on you.
Is that
right.
so?
Well, your band is
We're
fantastic.
A common denominator.
Yes,
Thank you.
You are. And we Thank agree you. On very little.
Thank you. What's your taste? What do you like?
I like Rage Against the Machine's my favorite band.
Okay. Okay.
Muse, I love.
Okay.
Bean goes
Rocker.
With folk.
Okay.
I'm really more of a Taylor Swift Spoken man myself.
Me too. Me too.
Thank you.
That's where I go. Because
she
trouble
rules.
When you walk in,
I couldn't hate her more.
Forget about
She's
it.
She's the best. I couldn't hate her
You're
more.
Mad Have
you,
at her.
Did you hear her new? Did you hear her new song yesterday?
David, no,
the one that came out, Sweeter
it?
Than Fiction. Oh, it's so good. It's so 80s. You'll love it.
Oh, I want to hear it.
You'll love it.
I want to hear it.
I'm going to step out.
Kevin's like, I'm leaving.
I will pay you $1 million to do a Taylor Swift song this morning instead of one of yours.
No.
We'll do it free of charge.
When you guys write in the same room? You guys write the songs together?
Yeah, I mean, it starts with Jade and I sitting in, at least this one, in a very, very small room. Very mm-hmm. This room, half the size of
And
this.
Jade starts the music, and then...
Yeah, like, it can be... Sometimes Jade will bring in a complete body of music from front to back, and, you know, that'll inspire me towards the top line, or sometimes we'll start from scratch, and, you know, I'll just play a riff.
And then do you start with the melody, and then later Edwards?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of people... People write in so many different ways as far as lyrics go. I was talking to Jim Ward. We were in... Where were we? El Paso, Hunter? Is that right?
Yeah.
We were at Jim from At the Drive-In, and... He was talking about the Sparta record he was working on, and he was saying that he writes free-form lines, stream-of-consciousness lines in a notebook with pen and paper.
Do you think you could do it that way?
No, the way we write it would be impossible.
That's like Bob Dylan
right.
style, though.
Yeah. I mean, of course, he sits down with the guitar and then fits it in, I suppose. But no, for me, it's the top line comes first, and then the lyrics come afterwards.
Jade, have you ever come up with something that you think is genius and he's just like, not feeling it?
No, he's always very game.
Oh, really?
I could play the craziest thing and he would try his hardest even if I was messing with him. And he, yeah. would be game to try, at least to try to make it work.
Which he has done, and then I feel silly.
Part of the reason I asked that question is because that I mean, I'm so fascinated with songwriting. I mean, the inspiration is just something that I'll never understand because I guess you either get it or you don't. Or is it, or am I wrong about that? Is it just hard work? Is it something you can train yourself to be inspired and create even if you don't feel it automatically?
It's both. You know, like our first single off this record was something that just came to me and came to Dave at the same time, and we just sat there and wrote it in 15 minutes. Other times it's very difficult, and you really have to work to make something work.
So you can force a song. If you had to, mm-hmm. you could go into a room and close the door and say, I'm going to come out at the end of this day, and I'm going to have a song, and you could make it happen.
Yeah, it doesn't always happen, but I mean, we've done that on numerous occasions.
It's not as gratifying as just having something happen as if you're just channeling it.
Yeah, oftentimes you end up hating the song.
Really?
I mean,
if you force it?
Yeah, if you force it, and then you get to a place where an outside perspective goes, that's good, and you go,
I don't like it. What's the longest you work on a song and then just scrapped it? Has that happened? Where you really, you're onto something, but...
We've done that over and over and over again, and this time less so than historically, but we'll work a song to death, and it sucks, and it sucks, and it sucks.
But you know there's something there, you just can't figure out.
It sucks, and then you just give up, and you just waste it all this time, you're practicing and sweating, and my voice is falling apart, and... But then sometimes
these are the voices of the guys in AFI here on the Kevin Bean Show. Davey and Adam and Hunter and Jade are all here in our studio. They are in town this week for a bunch of reasons, not the least of which is to play K-Rock today because the album comes out today in stores and available for download everywhere called Burials. You also have a couple of shows this week that we're going to give away some tickets for right now.
Okay.
You are playing tonight at the Fonda, correct?
Correct.
And then Friday night, you're going to be playing at the Fox Theater in Pomona. We're giving away tickets to both shows if you want to call right now at 1-800-520-1067. We'll take four winners that are AFI crazy fans at 1-800-520-1067. How much of a tour are you guys doing on this record this time around?
As much as possible. We've done about a month. We've done 8 weeks now.
Yeah. How much you have planned into the new year?
Did you hear what I said?
Probably all the way through next year, all the way through 2014. So
all the way through 2014.
Yeah.
Wow.
How do you guys go about deciding who to put on as your opening act if you're the one who gets to choose that?
We really, really try to bring bands that are authentic and genuine and inspired and present our audience with something good. It's always been our effort to do that, and in this case, this time on the road, we really have the luxury of having two great bands who are filled with both great people and true artists, both LA bands. The first is Cumming, and the second is Touche Amore, and it's Cumming's first tour, and they're a great, like, no wave, dark noise, late 70s CBGBs meets Black Flag meets Joy Division, and then
wow, did they know you? Did you know anyone?
Yeah. Personally, I knew some of the guys, and I had been going to see them, and they were really good.
Well, that's a nice endorsement for people who like AFI. Here's a chance for them to check out somebody that you guys like. And the flip side of my question on that was, what was the tour that you got on in the early days that just blew your mind that you were going to be able to go out with? Fill in the blank.
Oh. We went out on tour with a New York hardcore band called Sick of It All. They took us out in, what was that, 97?
Yeah. many times.
All right, I don't know. 90s-ish?
The first time we played with them was 96.
Yeah,
but
I mean, they're legends. Yeah. They're an inspiration.
And you were like, I can't believe we're on this bill. Like, we get to see them for free every night.
Yes. Yes. And if we were to play a show with them today, I would still think that.
Yeah. And we still do. And I would watch them every night. Every night I would watch them. And it's, we were talking about this the other day. The support tour thing, it's something that a lot of bands really look forward to. And like, oh my God, we got the support tour. Never does it matter for us. Like, for the majority of big support tours that we do, we would play and the audience would hate us. It would never result in any fan base or spike
really?
In sales or anything. What? Anything. You name the big band we've toured with and no one cares.
But that's except, the whole point of doing those is to get in front of people.
It doesn't work. Not for us. Except Sick of It All. Except yeah. We've
and
toured with Sick of It All so many times, and we could see after we come back, we would see those fans like come back and see us. And actually, still to this day, I feel a lot of those Sick of It All fans are there. When we just played the East Coast, we definitely saw them.
That has to be sort of a bummer, though, if you're opening for other people, and you're convinced, you know, we're going to sway some people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's no? That's the logic rare. Of the big tour, but it just, we haven't really seen it translate.
Wow.
I think when we toured with Green Day this last time, I think that might have been the first time where that helped a little bit. But in the past, that's not shocking. So much.
Are you guys, and maybe I ask this because of the kind of music you do, especially when you started, it wasn't the kind of thing that was on the radio a lot or was super popular. But are you surprised how popular you are? And how, I mean, you're gonna have a top 3 album in America next week. In the
thank you, Alice. I mean, are you buying them all, Beans?
That's ambitious.
Is that worth $1 million for the Taylor Swift song that we're about to play, guys?
Sales? I pre-bought one copy. That's it.
Thank you.
Yes, no worries.
I mean, are you surprised? Look, you would be doing this anyway. You were doing this when you weren't popular, so I'm sure you would still be doing it if you were. But are you surprised at how big AFI has become?
To get to the root of the question, yeah. I mean, when we started, as you pointed out, especially what we were playing when we started, really gave no chance for any sort
of... You were begging people not to listen back
then.
Yeah,
essentially. Yeah. I mean, really, like, we were so unlistenable in the mainstream sense of the word. And
unlistenable because you were... In your own space?
We were just...
You weren't like anything else?
I mean, just relative to something that would be played on the radio or eventually, you know, the way culture shifted. And, you know, we grew... I mean, we were playing hardcore. We were a hardcore band, and that was what we wanted to do. And we've always done what we wanted to do. It's just at some point, what we wanted to do attracted the attention of a lot more people than we ever expected it would.
Especially if you start that way and
totally
feel like you're missing the masses.
Well, we never intended to.
Right.
You
were happy with what you were doing.
Yeah. We never really solicited it.
But it wasn't you know, getting the masses to you. And you go, well, all right, that's our deal.
Yeah, and they turned at one point they turned towards what we were doing. And that was, I mean, so great. And it still is great because we do want people to hear our music. And we still to this day want anybody who might appreciate what we do be exposed to it and make that decision whether or not they want to participate in what we're doing.
Well, if you're looking for something peppy, how can we not recommend an album called Burials with a song called I Hope You Suffer as the first single? I mean, this is the feel-good group of 2013 as far as I'm concerned.
Perfect for the holidays.
Yeah. You know, perfect for Christmas.
Is it mean that I'm sort of happy when lead singers go through hard times?
Yes.
Because it produces such great music.
Yeah. It is insensitive.
It's a little
of
mean.
You.
I'm sorry.
It is insensitive of you.
I'm sorry.
So we wish you pain, I guess, is what Kevin's message is.
I appreciate the implied compliment.
It is a compliment. It was meant to be a compliment.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you like the record.
All right. Well, we're going to eat up every last minute of your time if we don't let you get into the other room here. AFI is here. The album is available everywhere today. It is called Burials. You must own it. Of course, afireinside.net is the website, on Twitter, @AFI. We're going to send you through the glass there. You guys are going to do a couple of numbers for us, right?
Woo.
Yeah.
Killer. Let's
see what happens.
Fantastic.
Let's do it.
We have AFI live. Mugs, take off your shirt. That's a sign.
Oh, no.
Some live music now from AFI. live music from AFI. New album today, Burials.
Thank you. And thank you for the Sisters of Mercy. And we're going to play a song off of Burials called 17 Crimes.
Live music from AFI right there.
There you go. That is one of the outstanding new songs on the new record called Burials, available for download and in-store everywhere today from AFI. Thanks to Davey and Adam and Hunter and Jade. You guys are the best. We appreciate you stopping by K-Rock today. Ralph Garman is here. And, Ralph, ahead of the showbiz beat, you want your comic book geeks to call for more passes for Stan Lee's Kamikaze coming up November 1st through the 3rd at the L.A. Convention Center, correct?
Yes, and I'm going to prove to you that my game was completely valid yesterday, and it was the listeners who failed, not the game.
But don't explain it.
I won't. I'm just telling you.
All right.
I will put up with none of your shenanigans this time.
1-800-520-1067 if you want to go.
Call
Ralph has a
game. You're a real comic book reader.
There you go.
Don't be some, comic books are cool. I saw Avengers once. No. No. You're not
welcome.
You are not welcome.
You want people who have literally never had a date. That's the devotion to comic books you're asking for here, right?
Think about the number of comic books I've read in my life.
Yeah.
Then think about the number of women I've had sex with in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
but you're able to mask.
Do the math. You do the math.
You're able to mask your love of those comic books at times.
Yeah, you don't bring that up, man. That's not your opener.
Right. No, but it's my closer.
All right. All right. 520-1067.
You know what I'm saying?
Stan Lee's Kamikaze It's going to be an awesome event. All right, please don't ever do that with your mouth. I don't ever want to see that again. So give us a call. We'll give you a chance to win those tickets if you're a true comic book geek. That's coming up here on KROQ. First, though, time for the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday.
Congratulations to porn star Kim Kardashian and her boyfriend Kanye West. Since they already had a child together and everything, I guess Kanye West figured, well, maybe I'll pretend to love her. And he proposed to her. But in true Kanye style, he kept it real. He kept it. His cred was there. It was small. It was intimate.
I didn't read that report.
It was a personal moment between the two of them that was shared solely by a few friends and family.
No cameras or other people around, just the two of them?
Not a big deal. Did not make a big deal about
it. Wow, that's impressive.
All right. A little bit of a big deal. He did blindfold her, fly her to San Francisco, rent AT&T Park, home of the San Francisco baseball Giants, had a full orchestra waiting there in the park playing her favorite song, and then gave her a 15-carat diamond ring. That's what I mean by small, intimate affair.
Wow.
I've been saying it all morning. How empty do you have to be inside? How desperately insecure do you have to be to rent a baseball stadium in order to propose to your girlfriend? How, look at me, does your life have to be about?
Look, they've got
problems.
For
that to be your move.
They've got problems. But what about the people this morning who are excited about the fact that Kim and Kanye are engaged? What about those people?
That is even more tragic. But they all deserve each other. And I hope them. I wish them many, many, many years of unhappiness. Because I know she'll be unhappy and he'll be unhappy and then he'll leave her and then there'll be a special and E about it and then she'll have to sell another ring and it's going to be a very exciting time for all of us. I'm a little bummed about this news.
Before you move on, are we going to see the E special like this weekend?
Oh, you think E cameras weren't there?
Of that? No.
Shooting that engagement up on the Jumbotron? Are you kidding me? You don't think that's going to be a special four-part episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
That's what I thought. Sorry to interrupt.
Don't be. I'm just gut sick about this whole situation. My dislike for dislike. Let's face it. My hatred for them just grows exponentially. Just everyone involved. Just.
And unlike Kevin and me, you don't even have any love for Kanye as an artist.
No.
You hate everything about him.
I don't hate him. I have no interest in his music. His music does not speak to me on any level.
I love Kanye, and I'm glad he's crazy.
Too. He's so. Unlike you, I cannot separate the person from the art.
A lot of his art is as braggadocious as he is.
Exactly.
But it's great, I think.
I don't. That doesn't
still
speak to
you.
Me. I don't enjoy that kind of music. That's not
it's
what,
valid.
That's not what I enjoy. So his music is irrelevant to me. But I also think his music does speak volumes also towards his personality, like this AT&T proposal.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's all part and parcel of the same disgusting package. And so I hope they all just suffer a cartoon death.
Well, they do take a lot of small planes, so there's some potential there.
That's not a cartoon death. That's like a tragic rock and roll death. You know, that's like a...
Then he'll live forever.
Yeah, exactly. And become, no, I want a grand piano to fall on them or something funny. safe. I want him to step off a cliff backing up to take a photograph and then be stuck in midair for a second and then look down and realize how high they are and then they disappear and then it's like a cloud shaped like where they were as they disappear out of frame.
Tiny little cloud.
Dude. When you look down over the other side of the mountain. I want cartoon death. I want something silly. You know, choke on a pecan. Choke on a croissant. How great would that be? Kanye West choked on a croissant. We'd be playing that Where My Damn Croissant clip for the remainder of time.
Hurry up with my damn croissants.
Yeah, not so much in a hurry now, are you, Chokey? We could say that. Should have eaten those croissants a little slower. This news bummed me out because I'm really looking forward to this. The new sci-fi series on Fox, Almost Human. Have you seen the commercials for this?
Yes,
I have.
Carl
seen
Urban
it.
Stars,
yep.
A cop in the later half of this century where all human cops are now teamed up with an android cop partner.
Not happening.
Yeah, it looked like it might be interesting.
What's the problem?
They're pushing it back. Oh. It was supposed to debut on the 4th, but now they are pushing it back to Sunday the 17th for the premiere episode.
because they've got a Fox NFL doubleheader, and they think that'll be a great lead-in for the show, get as many eyes on that new show as possible. They're very excited about this project, and apparently they think the world of it, and they want as many people to be exposed to it initially as possible.
All right.
So we'll just pleasure postponed a little bit, that's all. November 17th will be the premiere of Almost Human. Looking forward to that. Today's celebrity birthdays, Jonathan Lipnicki. He was a little kid from Jerry Maguire. Renee Zellweger's little boy in that movie.
Adorable.
Now he's 23. He's all grown up.
A human head weighs 27 pounds.
8 pounds.
Oh, 8 pounds. Mine's 27.
Well, sure, yeah. Jesse Tyler Ferguson from Modern Family is 38 years old. Director Spike Jonze turns 44. Shaggy. Shaggy's 45 today.
Be a true player, you have to know how to play. Each say a night can be, so say a day. Never admit to a word where she say. I need to claim my hotel, baby, no way.
Was it you?
But she caught me on the counter.
Was that you?
Wasn't me. Saw me banging on the sofa.
Oh, that was you.
Wasn't me.
All right.
I even had her in
okay,
the shower.
That was you.
Wasn't me. No. She even caught me on camera.
Is that you?
Wasn't me. She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Is that you?
Wasn't me.
Okay. That was you.
Wasn't me.
The
screams getting louder.
You?
Wasn't me.
What did he do?
I am so sorry. I had you completely confused with someone else.
You were relentless in your questioning, though, man. You were not going to let him get away with anything.
It was Columbo.
Just one more question. On a countertop, that was you, right?
Bob Odenkirk is 51.
Ladies and gentlemen, a rare Columbo impersonation in the 21st century.
Thank you so much.
How much call for that one?
Late, great Peter Falk, everybody. Look him up. Jeff Goldblum, 61 years old. Christopher Lloyd is 75 years old. And Zach Hansen, the drummer of Hansen. So weird. AFI was using that as their sound check song.
They were not.
Just before they played.
That was
yeah,
not
no, no, really. They were rocking, they're cranking that out. Huge Hansen fans. Who knew? I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
106.7 K-Rock. It's KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.
We are talking about Stan Lee's Kamikaze, which is coming to town in a week or so, a little more, November 1st through the 3rd at the L.A. Convention Center. We're giving away some passes at 1-800-520-1067. By the way, Ralph, I'm not sure if you're aware that Stan Lee himself, of course, is going to be at the Kamikaze.
I as am a true believer.
Elvira,
mm-hmm.
Bruce Campbell, Weird Al, LeVar Burton, Tara Strong, the entire cast of AMC's Comic Book Man, including our friend Kevin Smith, and many, many more. So it's going to be a very cool event. How's this game going to work?
Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a clue of a stop laughing, Kevin. I will give you a clue about a Marvel or DC comic book superhero. You just need to identify the superhero I'm talking about. And the common theme is all of these superheroes have a color in their names.
Now, we did this yesterday.
We did do this yesterday.
And it went horribly
because
Ralph asked very poor questions.
Incorrect. These are all very well-known, very popular superheroes in the world of comic books. If the listeners don't read comic books, I cannot control that.
All right, yeah, so... So these are well-known in your basement. What about for people who live in the real world?
These are well-known in comic book folklore. These are well-established, long-standing superheroes of note.
So what we've done is we've taken the questions from yesterday, and we're going to repeat them. And we're going to see if we get any better results.
And if we just knock it out, 5 of 5, you'll know it was a bad batch of listeners, and this game is valid.
Yesterday, we took 10 calls to give away 5 pair.
Yes.
So we're going to do the exact same contest again today and see how it goes. Ladies and gentlemen, superhero color.
Color, color, superhero, color, color.
I am a hero walking, superpowers talking. Wear my super suit, these are tights, not stockings. Living life like a hero, cause that's what I do. My outfit's super pimpin', the colors I choose. Black or green, battle Hulk, it just don't matter. We will die to save your life, watch the bad guys scatter.
Color.
Is there a hero that uses tie-dye? He'd be a really cool guy.
Colin. Colin. Superhero.
I think,
Colin.
I think we're doing this again Colin. Just to hear that theme song again.
Colin. Colin.
Superhero.
Colin. Colin.
DJ Omar Khan.
All right. So all of the answers, Ralph, are going to be superheroes.
I was.
With colors in their name. Kevin, who's our first contestant?
First is Sean. Good morning, Sean. Did you hear the game yesterday?
Yes.
Shoot.
Were you just rattling off answers because they're so easy?
Yes, sir.
God bless you, sir. All right, Sean, here's your question. Among the several people who have donned the guise of this superhero,
One of them was genius inventor and industrialist Ted Kord.
That would be Blue Beetle.
That would be correct, John. A Blue Beetle.
He
knew
that because he was listening yesterday.
Okay, he was listening. That's all right. Congratulations. Thank you for listening.
Well, didn't you think that was a possibility when you demanded to play this game all over again that someone may have heard it yesterday?
No, but, well, here's the deal. We have learned that if you're listening in the 9 o'clock hour,
right,
for the most part, you weren't listening in the 7 o'clock hour.
But you know
that's
there's some crossover.
Of course, there's some, yes.
Well, you can't spank me for the fact you're regurgitating bits.
No, let's talk to Carlos and
all
see
right,
how
he... let's talk to Carlos.
Carlos, did you hear the game yesterday?
Of course not.
Yes!
I don't listen to your show. That's what he said.
I've never heard of you guys.
All right. I'm embarrassed to be on the phone with you now.
Carlos?
Yes?
This superhero has the superpower of a supersonic scream and is also occasionally the girlfriend of Green Arrow.
That would be the Black Canary.
Black Canary, correct, sir. That would be correct.
Did you get these people to call?
I didn't do anything.
Did you cheat in some way?
I am just reading the questions.
Yesterday it took us four calls to get one winner.
Questions.
Let's go to any of the ladies that are on the line, if you would, Kelly. Just pick any of the
Stop
women
it.
That are calling in right
Stop
now.
All right. Your hackneyed old
Sergio.
Comment.
Hello. Hello, Sergio.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good. Sergio.
There's no women on the line, Pete.
Oh.
No, yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah. We got you, Sergio. All right, here's your question. This superhero married her fellow Avenger, the Vision.
Oh, man.
Google.
Here's keyboard. Come on.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh.
You were Googling, though, right?
Yeah, you're no Daisy. Scarlet Witch.
You're no Daisy.
All right. So far, it's working out in Ralph's favor. Three calls, two winners. Who's next?
Next is Anthony. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, how you been?
Good, thanks.
Anthony, this superhero was the former herald for the supervillain Galactus.
I don't know.
I don't know who any of those people are.
The Silver Surfer is who we're looking for. The Silver Surfer. Very popular Marvel comic book character.
Okay, it's getting tough now.
He's a very popular. You mean popular.
He's very popular.
But just popular.
Very popular.
Troy, hi.
Hi.
Ralph's falling behind here.
Troy...
Oh, my evil nemesis, Ralph. I was playing yesterday.
You were playing yesterday? You got in yesterday?
You got in again today?
Yes.
Did we talk to you yesterday?
Yes, I was Blue Beetle.
You were Blue Beetle? Well, you're not going to get this one if you didn't get Blue Beetle. This occasional member of the Justice League of America, is an android who has the power of generating great winds.
Oh.
Fart Man.
Cyborg?
Yes, Cyborg, the color of Borg in his name. Red Tornado. The Red Tornado.
Troy, I would like you to hang up on yourself.
Yes, and never play another game on our show.
All right, hang up. How many have we given away so far?
Troy, hang up.
Just two, right?
Two. We've asked five questions. We gave away two.
I don't think he's hung up.
Who's next?
Let's go to Isaac. Hi, Isaac.
Going on, guys?
Isaac, are you a comic book reader?
Yes, I am.
Ralph, you're going to have to give it up.
These no, I'm not giving it up. They're not hard.
Blue Beetle.
Right, this superhero.
If he misses this, I think that's the game.
No, it is not.
And you have to admit I was wrong, Kevin and Bean.
This superhero, Michael John Carter, traveled back from the 25th century to become this modern-day superhero.
Would that be Booster Gold?
Booster Gold is correct, sir.
Oh, he got it.
Booster Gold.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. One more. Let's go to Dan. Hi, Dan.
Oh, went back to Isaac. My bad.
Isaac, don't go away.
Your superpower is not being able to operate a phone.
Dan, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Dan. This superhero was a spy for both S.H.I.E.L.D. and a member of the Avengers.
Black Widow.
That's correct, sir.
Wow, how do we judge that, though? I mean, really, it was about half. It's about 50% won.
Well, that's better than yesterday. Well, no, actually, yesterday was 10 questions for 5. Well,
look, when we ask these same questions tomorrow, though, people are going to own it.
That's exactly right. Cullen, superhero, Cullen.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Oh, you're more perfectionistic about what you're doing? And
yeah, essentially.
Do you guys think that perfectionistic is a word?
Nope.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
A little perfectionistic.
But they went with it. Now, was this
nice.
One,
they were nice.
Was this one, Kevin, where it was a surprise to you when it was pointed out? Yeah. Or did you know as the word was coming out of your mouth that it was a fail?
I had no idea it was a fail until you pointed it out. And then it was, like, shockingly clear that I didn't realize it. Yeah.
I was excited there for a minute. I thought that moment with Kevin was going to be when you guys were talking about being afraid of fruits.
What did I say?
You said, so you're like afraid of like carrots?
Oh, that was me. I said that.
Oh,
I
you
said,
knew that?
So, I said, so you don't need any apples or oranges or blah, 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 or carrots. I just was throwing everything out there. But yeah, of course, it's not a...
Oh, I thought that was Kevin.
No, that was
the listener misled me. Sent me an email saying, did you hear Kevin say
it's a decent
carrots
bet.
Are fruit?
It's a decent bet. If something like that is said, it's me.
Oh, beans. Shooting he tries title. Every... He's shooting for your title,
he's
Kevin.
Not going to get it, though. Let's be honest.
I've been trying real hard in 2013
you
to catch
have.
Up.
You've been working.
I'm too far behind.
Yeah, you know the natural gifts of a Kevin. You know, it's like there's a lot of football players out there who are professional. And they all are pretty much on the same level. But then you see somebody like an Adrian Peterson or something run the ball, and it's just
supernatural.
He's got a natural gift for the game that really no one else, no matter how hard you work, you just can't reach.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Oh, you're more perfectionistic about what you're doing? And
yeah, essentially.
Do you guys think that perfectionistic is a word?
Nope.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Time for the Showbiz Beat. Final look at what's going on in Hollywood with our friend Ralph Garman here on a Tuesday morning Kevin and Bean Show.
You ever think to yourself, I would love to watch Kevin fail at poker the way he fails on the radio show when I listen to him in the mornings?
How dare you?
Here's your opportunity. Kevin and I will once again, I think for the third year running, be participating in the San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino 20K Poker Play.
Yay!
It is a poker tournament that's held, as you can imagine, at the San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino each and every year. Kevin and I will play along with you, and then the real players, unfortunately we're not able to win the cash prizes, but the real winners will share in $20,000. Now, this used to be a 10K poker play, but they've doubled the prize money this year, $20,000. Top 10 finishers will get a taste of that 20 grand. So if you'd like to participate, why wouldn't
free.
You? It's free. There's no buy-in.
Always a buy-in.
Nope. You just go to krock.com and sign up for your spot to play.
By the way, you can come in 10th place and still win $500.
That's right. So if you'd like to participate, or more importantly, if you'd like to actually sit at my table or at Kevin's table, we're giving away seats at our table today, 1-800-520-1067. First two callers to get through will have a choice to get a pair of tickets to the event at my table or at Kevin's table. Just tell them what your request is. One may be gone by the time you get through, but we've got one of each. One for Kevin, one for me.
Bean, we cut the commercial yesterday after the show.
Uh-huh.
And my line, Ralph's San Manuel, Indian Bingo and Casino, November 14th, 20K poker play. He has all the info. And then I go, and I'm Kevin.
They gave us the script for the commercial. I said, all right, guys, can you do this commercial for San Manuel? Here's the script. I'm looking at the script like, why do I have a paragraph of information? And Kevin says, me, Kevin, party bus. And then it's back to me again. And I'm doing disclaimers, and I've got legalese.
I'm not asked to do much of the heavy lifting.
I like cards. It's Kevin's line.
I'll tweet a picture of the script. It's funny.
But now, look, I don't want to get bogged out of the details here because we still got a couple weeks before the thing. But, Kevin, poker is your game.
I can play
you,
poker.
Don't you wipe Ralph up with your ability to play poker?
I mean, sometimes, but no, it's... Yeah.
A lot of it. I lasted longer than you did one year.
A lot of it is super luck, yeah.
A lot of it's just the cards you're given.
You can be great and still get knocked out early.
That's right. And you can be a novice.
And still win.
And get to him. We had that last year. Someone who really never played before.
Yep.
Sat at the table and got all the way to the final table.
I played in a poker tournament one time with a woman who brought out a cheat sheet of what hand beats what hand. And she put it out in front of her on the table. And I was like, is that a joke? And she outlasted me by a long
time. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's so frustrating.
You never know.
Well, it's a fun night, though, to hang out with you guys.
And we have a great time.
And there's no buy-in. What do you want, people?
Usually Beer Mug tags along and gets drunk and annoying. And Dave usually comes out with us. Usually a bunch of us from the show hang out. So go to krock.com and sign up. All right. Speaking of gambles, Kanye West has proposed to Kim Kardashian. Apparently, he thinks they're going to get married and stay married. He's adorable.
That's cute.
Yeah. But, of course, being Kanye, couldn't just be a a nice dinner at a restaurant. Maybe the waiter brings over a covered dish and she removes it. Honey, it's beautiful. Will you? Yes. No, no. Kanye West flies her blindfolded to San Francisco, where he has rented out AT&T Park, home of the San Francisco Giants. What would you guess, Bean, is the capacity there, seating-wise, for the AT&T baseball stadium?
Oh, I mean, I think it's most stadiums, probably about 50,000 people.
45 or 50,000, yeah.
50,000 seats.
Is that what it is? Yeah. I would guess. Yeah.
To propose to one woman.
Yeah.
Why do you need that? Why do you need that? Why do you need that?
Was he... he wanted to use the Jumbotron? Is that why he chose that venue?
No, he just... he did
have a fireworks show or anything?
He had a full orchestra there playing her favorite song. And then he went down on one knee and gave her a 15-carat diamond ring. And then friends and family apparently poured out of the dugout and they celebrated on the field.
Do you think Kim's mom was, like, knocking over other members of the family to get out there first?
You know she was. Unless she was in the locker room doing the janitor or something. Unless she was preoccupied
trying to
some members of the team.
Hey, was Bruce there, by the way?
No word in this particular story whether he was or wasn't. They didn't say what friends and family were in attendance, but I don't know if Bruce was there or not. By the way, I thought Bruce would be better off without Chris. Maybe she was the one holding him together. Have you seen him lately?
No. Photographs?
No.
He's got, like, hair now down past his shoulders, and he's wearing a ponytail.
Really?
Oh, no. He's giving up.
Apparently.
He's just giving up.
Looks like a weird transsexual hobo.
You waited too long to leave.
Transsexual hobo, by the way. I saw them at the Troub last night.
They're good.
What can they rock? Congratulations to Netflix. Netflix this week passed the 40 million subscriber mark.
Wow.
40 million paid subscribers. It's a lot.
It is.
Numbers jumped significantly once they got some attention for their series House of Cards, which was nominated for several Emmys. And a lot of people are buying into the Netflix concept.
Hey, man, it's one thing to, you know, hey, it's just another place to see movies, but when they start giving you stuff like House of Cards and Orange is the New Black that you literally cannot get anywhere else,
and Arrested Development,
pretty attractive.
Yeah,
Arrested Development, sure.
Speaking of television, you guys see The Blacklist last night?
Oh,
I can't get enough of this show.
I didn't even see last night. Last night I caught up with
The Stewmaker.
That show is great.
That was amazing.
It's my favorite new show.
Last night was The Courier.
I haven't seen The Courier yet.
The Courier is bad news.
I love it.
Courier can't feel pain.
What?
This is a true situation. There is a genetic condition in some people that means they cannot feel physical pain. And so The Courier uses that to his advantage.
These are the people who burn to death because they can't feel scalding hot water and things
right.
like that, right?
Yes. Courier can feel no pain. And it helped him when he had a compound fracture of the arm as the bone was sticking out. And he just went,
ooh. It just straightened right out.
Back together again. The Courier!
I have one question about the Blacklist.
Oh, here we go. Now,
why do you have
to poop on everything that's good?
I'm with you. I like the Blacklist, too.
No, something bad's going to come now.
That's true.
I think it'll be canceled by Halloween. What is one of those lines?
Here's your question. What is our alleged producer, Dave, the King of Mexico, doing when he's not booking us Megan Boone to be on this show?
Yeah, because she's amazing.
I've been after him for a month now. I've been saying...
What can he possibly be doing that's more important than that?
Megan Boone, Spader... Harry Lennox, who plays the head of the FBI there. I mean, there's a great cast of people that we would be happy to talk to about this television program.
Not my fault. The answer to your question, Bean? Candy Crush.
That's not my fault.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah. He's busy trying to send innocent people to jail.
That's true.
That's what he's doing this week.
That is true.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Where are those suckers? Here they are. Jonathan Lipnicki. Remember him from... Jerry Maguire,
mm-hmm.
Renee Zellweger's little boy in that movie. He's now 23 years old.
Wow.
Jesse Tyler Ferguson from Modern Family is 38 years old. Director Spike Jones celebrates his 44th birthday. Comedian Carlos Mencia is 46. Bob Odenkirk, soon to be seen in his own spinoff series from Breaking Bad, is 51. Jeff Goldblum, The Fly. Remember The Fly? That was a great movie.
Great.
61 years old. Christopher Lloyd, forever in our hearts, he'll be known as Doc Brown from Back to the Future. 75 years old today. Zach Hansen of the band Hansen.
As much as I hate myself. As much as I hate myself, that song is great.
You can't not love it. I know. I'm with you.
I don't want to like it.
But you can't help it.
It's
the crack cocaine of music.
It really is.
I want more of that now, please.
But I... Hey! But I know it's bad for me. It's also complete nonsense. They're not saying anything.
Not a thing.
And yet...
Get a sense that the Hansons are just pointing and laughing their asses off at the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, shit.
You know what? We're not on drugs. That's what we're not on. We're still together. How about some brothers who can stick together? Suck it, Jonases. That's what they're saying today. And speaking of music, reggae rapper Shaggy celebrates his 45th birthday.
To be a true player, you have to know how to play. If she say a night can be, so say a day. Never admit to a word where she say. And if she claim a hotel,
I don't understand a single word of the song.
But she got me on the counter.
Was that you?
Wasn't me. Saw me banging on the sofa.
That was you.
Wasn't me. I even had her
right
in the shower.
That, in the shower?
Wasn't me. She even caught me on camera.
Oh, the counter. It was there.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
That was you.
Wasn't me. Heard the words that I told her.
It wasn't.
Wasn't me.
I didn't think so.
Screams getting louder.
Not you, I'm
wasn't
guessing.
Me. She said that everyone's over.
Sensing a pattern.
Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creepy with a girl next door.
All right, okay. Okay, we're good.
Anymore?
I think we've heard enough of this particular song.
Okay.
That is perfectionistic, though.
I don't care if you hate pop music. You will be singing that this afternoon at 4 o'clock and cursing our names.
That song is delicious. It's like a fruity carrot. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right. Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning on all new Kevin and Bean Show, we're going to do extreme wedding proposals. Those of you that rented out AT&T Park and an orchestra.
I don't get that at all. It's about you and the other person. Really, when you boil it down, that's all that matters is that moment between you and that other
person.
But
as we'll discuss tomorrow, women want a story for the most part. They want
we don't
a great
need
story.
That BS
to,
stuff.
No, you don't. But I think that's what confuses guys. I think guys' hearts are in the right place where they want to give their lady a special, one-of-a-kind story that they can tell for the rest of their lives.
It is true that women do go back to other women, and the first question they ask is, how did he ask? That's
right.
True. So there's a lot of pressure there. But... It needs to be heartfelt. You don't need to rent out a stadium.
You don't need jet fighters flying over and a guy parachuting in with the ring.
That's how I did it.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. That is how you did it.
Anyway, that's tomorrow morning. We have the real Captain Phillips on the program tomorrow.
Oh, awesome.
Richard Phillips. We're going to talk to him about the movie.
Everyone, stay in your rooms while these Somali pirates are coming on here.
If he doesn't talk like that, I'm going to go punch Tom Hanks right in the face.
Now, I haven't seen this movie, but why is he so mean to black people? What's that about?
You're missing the point.
All I know is he's always yelling at black people. That's all I ever see from the commercials.
These are pirates. They're bad people trying to steal his boat.
Maybe you should watch the movie. Adam Carolla also tomorrow morning with This Week in Rage. And that's tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean.